minutes, Republicans made a blunt political calculation after he was elected.
Our best bet is to stand on the sidelines because we think the economy is going to get worse and at some point just blame him.
Mr. Obama says Americans will have a stark choice next year, but they're cutting taxes on the wealthy is the way to go to improve the economy.
If the American people think that that's a recipe for success and they're a majority are persuaded by that, then I'm going to lose.
The president adds turning around the economy could take many years and perhaps many presidents. Matt Cherry, CNN.
Iraq's prime minister heads to the White House today for a meeting with President Obama. The get-together comes as the U.S. prepares to withdraw virtually all troops by the end of the year. There are reports of heavy fighting between the Syrian army and defectors in the Daraa province. In the city of Homs, an opposition leader says Syrian forces are threatening to attack protesters tonight if they don't stop their demonstrations and surrender defecting military members. The government has not confirmed the deadline. College officials have taken swift action following Saturday night's basketball brawl between players from Xavier and Cincinnati. Four players from each team have been suspended, including Xavier's Tu Holloway.
I really apologize for what took place yesterday.
The fight happened with less than 10 seconds left in the game. Ex-Penn State coach Joe Paterno was admitted to a hospital yesterday morning. He fell in his home, fracturing his pelvis. Paterno was battling lung cancer. He was fired amid a child sex scandal involving former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
A week ago, Cyber Monday, is when people spent the most online. Today is when a lot of it gets shipped. FedEx says this is the biggest shipping day in the company's 40-year history. The proliferation of free shipping deals is part of online sales helping support the business. Free shipping also helps explain this. Holiday sales online are up 15% this season so far versus last year, that according to ComScore. Today also is expected to be one of the biggest shopping days of the season, second Monday of December, getting the nickname Green Monday. No green across the blue ocean. European markets down as the International Monetary Fund and Moody's Investor Service say last week's big summit deal strengthening the European Union was not enough to stop the European debt crisis. Asian markets advance following Friday's more optimistic tones. Right now, S&P futures not optimistic, down 10 points. NASDAQ futures losing 16, Dow futures off 80. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
What's with the boxes, Nerlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
And good morning, one and all. Happy Monday to you. 12-12-11. Today is the 12th day of the 12th month of the, It's the, 12-12. That's about as clever as I'm going to get for you on this Monday morning. Thank you for punching in bright and early. We do appreciate you being with us each and every day, and we've got a lot of good stuff to get to you today. As we work our way to Christmas, I guess we can officially kind of start some kind of countdown. What are we, 13 days away, right? So just under 2 weeks away from the Christmas holiday, and we're looking forward to that, and I know I am. And haven't even really started my shopping yet, and don't know where to begin. I really don't. I guess I got to figure that out, too, but that's my problem, not yours, and certainly not going to sit here and opine about that. Anyway, good morning, everybody. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Interesting new community forming for people that are either a former or a current employee of Walmart. They're looking for a little respect, and I think they deserve it. We're going to give them a little time today. Joe will be joining us. No last names, please. It's an interesting idea, and looking forward to sharing that with you. Frank Houston, chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party, will also be our guest today. We did briefly talked about this segment on Friday's show. The state legislature is crafting new legislation that seen by many as illegal and unconstitutional. Because when they can't get their way, they're going to legislate their way around it. What are we talking about? Well, redistricting. But we'll get to that. Frank Houston will be with us. Occupy Detroit. Occupy First Shift at 7:50. And just after 8 o'clock, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, will be with us. So we've got a lot to get to this good day, including this.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Today's first word is a simple word, a one syllable, a four letter word, but easy enough to say and certainly safe. Talk. Our first word today is talk. Talk is, well, it's communicating. It's a lot of things. It's a bridge from, we talk a lot about bridges, don't I? I do. A bridge from what you don't know, what you do know to what you don't. You know, that door swings both ways. Talk can be the answer and can also be the starting point and the ending point. Talk, if you'll listen, is often where the truth lies. That's if you'll listen. Yep. If you'll listen. Talk is today's first word. Just simple stuff today. Just talk. And we're going to do a lot of talking today. And one of the people we're going to talk to as my segue of the day, is producer extraordinaire Jeff Radford. Good, happy Monday morning to you, Jeffrey.
Well, good morning. Tony, how are you? How was your weekend?
How was my weekend? It was okay. You know, mixed results. I got a little downtime, which was good. It was weird. It was a weird weekend. Saturday, went to my grandson's soccer game, and I've recognized one thing, Jeff. There's when somebody's 8 years old, whether that be child or whether it be, I'm sorry, boy or girl, the talent level can be all over the place.
So can all the kids on the field.
Literally. It's so interesting to watch, you know, an 8 year old, or 7 and 8 year old, where one of them is gifted as all get out, you know, can literally run all over the field and seemingly work miracles, where another kid can barely find the ball to kick it. Or they're even afraid of the ball, which is just fascinating to me.
I thought it was, whenever I've seen a young kid's soccer game, it's like 30 kids surrounding a ball, and it's like somewhere in the middle of that mass pile of kids, there's a soccer ball that they're all trying to kick.
Well, this is a little more organized than that, and they do have some coaching, and so these kids know what they're doing, but you still have skill level that's all over the place, and so that I don't show, you know, any, and I want to tip my hand, I'm not going to say if my grandson's, you know, one of the good ones, one of the bad ones. It was just, that's not what my comment's about. It was just interesting to watch. Not that I haven't been to the games before, and of course my kids played little league soccer as well. But it was really interesting to just watch the different talent level of the same aged kids, and it's co-ed at this age, so it's not like it's all boys or all girls. It's you know, mixed. The teams are mixed up pretty good, it was interesting to say the least. So anyway, I did that on Saturday, and then of course yesterday I did my usual Sunday thing, which is nothing exciting, including watching the Lions.
Yeah, that's not exciting.
Well, it was yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. How was your week? You had to work yesterday, right?
Just the morning.
Oh, okay.
I got back in time to watch the craziness that is the Lions.
Yeah, it was. Of course, they won. For those that didn't watch the game, the Lions won. We were all right in our you said the Lions were gonna. We all said they were gonna win, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The scores weren't anywhere close.
Right.
Who expected to see that?
Well, the Lions were favored by 10. They didn't, of course, cover the spread. I don't know. It started off so great and then not so great. And at some point, I said to Anthony, these announcers are talking like, you know, the Lions are going to lose this thing, because it was starting to piss me off. And sure enough, we almost lost it. So that shows you how much I know.
Unbelievable. That Joe Webb, who can't throw the ball at all, can come in, though, and run all over the defense. I made the joke, you know, it's funny that Michigan football and Lions football have two things in common. You know, they won't let Tim Tebow beat them, and they can't stop a running quarterback.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Listen, they won. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, as Anthony said to me this morning, Friday, we won. It's about the W, so we got the W.
That's what Bronco fans have been telling themselves for 7 of the last 8 games.
That's a little bit insane. I don't quite know how to attribute that. Unless you want to just do what, of course, Tim Tebow does and just give it to God, right?
If it works, yeah.
Well, it's working for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's the thing. I mean, as long as you get the win, then the game is, you know, exciting and fun. Just like yesterday with the Lions with, you know, seconds to go, and they had the Vikings had the ball on their one. I'm thinking, how are they going to get out of this mess? Like, is there enough time for them to let them score and then come and kick a field goal to win? Or I never would have thought that that's how the game would have ended.
Well, I wouldn't have either, and of course there was the face mask that wasn't called, and there was a face mask. There's no question after seeing the replay, there was definitely a face mask.
Well, and you know what else is that? It's not like it was just a face mask on a player that didn't matter. Like, that's, when I look at the replay, I'm thinking that's what caused Webb to lose the ball. Like, there is a direct correlation to the face mask and him not, you know, not being coherent enough to keep the ball in his hands. Like, I think that almost caused him to fumble the ball.
Oh, you and I might disagree on that just a little bit. I don't know that I'm 100% going to buy that one. Anthony, join us for a second. Do you think that the uncalled face mask, there's a direct correlation there?
I don't know.
Good guess, Anthony. Good guess.
I was watching the highlights of the Cowboys game. I'm sorry. I wasn't really paying attention.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, you know, I didn't mean to be doing my job in the middle of doing my job.
I saw the look on his face, and it was like you just asked him the toughest question ever.
Okay.
He had no idea what to say.
Well, you know, there might be a little clue here for you, because Anthony starts full time today. You might want to pay attention to what we're doing on the show.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here now.
All right. You're going to give me all my 60s today, too, right?
Of course.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, anyway, it was a frustrating game, of course, because, you know, you want them to play better. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about next week because, you know, the magic number is still 10 wins, and they're at 8. So that leaves us 3 games with 2 more to win. I'll take 3 more wins. I don't think that's realistic. And I'm not necessarily sure that, Green Bay, I don't know. We'll talk about that when we come back. I've got that weirdness about that perfect season and whether it matters and do you really... You know, do you play the guys? Is it about the perfect season? But we'll talk about that on the other side. Let's take a quick break here, and then we'll continue. If you care to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. That's at the...
What are you, the Yankees announcer all of a sudden?
I just, as soon as I did that, I went, yeah, that'll work. The TonyShow.org. Wait a minute, you gave me a 60 already. You were joking. You can't joke about the 60, especially when I didn't hear that you were joking. So this is not when you go stretch, right? You got to stretch, dude. Got to stretch. Anyway, on Twitter, at Tony Truppiano. We're over 200 followers now on Twitter, Jeffrey.
Well, that's
over
right.
200. And I like the quality of people that follow us. You know, you're the one that educated me on that, but that's kind of cool. So that's good.
Yeah.
So, anyway, now that music tells me that I can now get out of here. So we will. We're going to take a quick break here. A little more football when we come back. Red Wings, by the way, we'll mention that when we come back. Red Wings won this weekend, 7-1. They are now 8 out of their last 10. Not a bad way to go. And in first place. A quick break here on First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
Hi, this is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE. Those coming down I-75 in towards 696, that's getting a little bit busier. As you know, that means the morning rush has begun. If you are on the route or heading west towards 75, it's also getting a bit busier trying to get past Woodward and out towards Southfield Road.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny skies today are high near 38. Tonight, cloudy and 26. Tomorrow, look for sun and a high near 40. Right now, fair skies, 23 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. That's 5-to-1. So choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back 22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching in on this early Monday morning. And we begin another week. We got, what, this week, the next week, then the holiday, right? Yeah, wow. Cool stuff. Cool beans. All right. Anyway, Jeff, Lions did win yesterday. Of course, they needed to win yesterday. Although, now that we know Chicago lost, they could have lost yesterday and still been okay. But it's better to win than not win, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know that the Bears can win another game. They just do not look like a team that's, you know, you lose your forte, your top running back.
You lose your forte.
That's their forte is running the ball with forte. So
you're right.
You lose that, you lose Cutler, and suddenly, what do they have? Devin Hester, and that's it?
Yeah, that is it, unfortunately. All right, so here's the question we ask ourselves. Now, the Lions, you know, safely, they win 10 games. Pretty much, they're guaranteed a playoff spot, wild card spot. This brings us to the next three games. We've got next week Oakland, who is not, they're not playing great. They've got some injuries. Looked horrible yesterday. It's a winnable game, no question. And then you've got San Diego coming to Detroit. Again, another, at this point, winnable game. Although San Diego, you know, played, I don't know, how'd they play yesterday? They played okay last week. How'd they play yesterday? I don't know. And you guys are leaving me out in the wind. Thank you. Appreciate that support, guys. Thanks. Did I lose you both? Hello.
No,
there
yeah.
you go.
We're here.
How did answer my question? How did San Diego do yesterday?
We're looking it up. Okay. I know Gates had 2 touchdowns. I do know that much.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, they beat Buffalo. They killed Buffalo.
All right. So anyway, that takes us to what was the final there?
37-10.
All right. That's killing them. All right. So that's going to be a tough game, but we're at home, so that helps a little bit, but let's worry about that. I want to talk about the Green Bay game. Do you believe that let's assume for a moment that Green Bay goes into the final game 15-0.
Then they'll want to win that game.
You think they'll want to win that game?
Yeah, you have to hope almost for a loss already. If they have one loss, then they might just be like, all right, let's just worry about the playoffs and not worry so much about this last game against Detroit.
Now, let's just talk about in general, though. Before you go on, I don't mean to interrupt you. Before you go on, in general, this idea that you rest your team the last game of the year, before the playoffs, do you agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
I do, too.
I don't think that they'll rest their guys, though. I think what they'll do is... You're not going to dive for that extra foot and risk injury. You're going to play hard. You're going to try and win, and you're going to keep your guys in the game so they, you know, keep, you know, the motion. But it's not going to be one of those scenarios where you go all out for a win.
See, and I think that's where it's dangerous, because when you don't go all out every play, you leave yourself open to being hurt.
Well, it depends on what situation you're talking about. Like, if you're a quarterback, if Aaron Rodgers is scrambling and he's going for a first down, he can put his shoulder down and try and run somebody over and get the first down, or he can just walk out of bounds and punt the ball. And I think that's the difference that will happen in that game, at least.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. But certainly the Lions, they need to continue to play out the season stronger. You know, again, I believe they were penalized 9 times yesterday for 80-something yards. Unacceptable still. I don't know. I don't feel confident about this football team right now, and that's the bottom line for me. I really don't. I don't feel like the Lions are playing good football.
I mean, yesterday it was crazy. You go through all the people they were missing on defense, and that, you know, that probably tells you why the Vikings were able to score 28, almost 35 points. They had no Sue, no Fairley. They had the defensive back core, the defensive backs weren't who they were supposed to be. They're without Durant. It was like they had like 6 or 7 guys missing that they normally have available for game day.
Yeah, do we see them coming back next week? I mean, you know, I know Sue, of course, will be back. I'm sure he can't wait for the facility to open today so he can rush back in, but
Delmas, no. Him and
Chris Houston?
And Houston both have MCL tears. They're out 2-4, so they're definitely not next week.
Jeez. All right, well.
Durant, probably. I'm not sure. And then, I don't know about Lawrence Jackson. There's a few guys that you think are on the verge of maybe coming back, but their defensive core backfield is kind of weak. It was, you know, when you see Don Carey into the game, that's when you're in trouble. But at the same time, fans finally got their wish, and Alphonso Smith played a little bit.
And he played okay, too, didn't he?
He's a gambler. That's what the beat writers call him, the gambler, because, you know, he comes up big, and fans love him. But then, you know, he does get beat, and people don't see that as much because they're still looking for the intercept. He should have had 3. He had a deep ball that he had his hand on. And if he would have had 3 interceptions, how do you keep him down?
Well, it was. I don't know if you saw his post game interview on television, but it was pretty special. He's just got a great attitude. I mean, he's just got a great attitude. So it was fun to listen to him. I'd never actually heard him talk before, so it was fun. It was fun.
He's a former second round pick. I mean, the Lions actually really wanted him in that draft, and then the Broncos got him, and suddenly they didn't realize what they had, I guess.
Well, happy to have him. After yesterday, real happy to have him. Very quickly, before we get to the bottom of the hour, let's talk a little bit about the Detroit Red Wings. They win this weekend 7-1. I believe it was against Nashville, if I recall correctly. They've won 8 out of their last 10. So they had that losing streak a little earlier on this season where they lost 6 in a row, and it didn't look like they were meshing, but they've successfully, Jeff, put all that behind them. You know, again, it's really hard for me because I'm only a Red Wings fan. I enjoy hockey, but I don't enjoy hockey, if you know what I mean by that. So when your team only plays, you know, once or twice a week, it's really hard to get into the hockey season. We don't play again until Thursday.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get into, but it is what it is. I mean, especially if you're just a Red Wings fan, at least you can watch the games. At least, you know, if you're trying to watch any other hockey besides the hometown team, good luck. Unless you have Versus or, you know, some crazy network. NHL is really weird.
Well, they wonder why they don't have more of an audience, and now we know. Anyway, the Red Wings did win. Again, they've won 8 out of their last 10. And they are comfortably in first place, and we'll continue to watch them. It's just, I'm having trouble getting my mojo going with hockey this year.
Glad the NBA's back.
You know, somebody just asked me in the hallway before the show started, hey, you excited about the NBA season? And I just kind of looked at him, and he started laughing. He said, okay, I'm waiting for one person. There's got to be somebody in the building that's excited about basketball starting. That wouldn't be me. I didn't send him your way either. No, I'm not excited. I mean, camp's open, right? And we have what? What do we have?
A couple weeks? Is that what you're talking about?
No, there's like the training. They have two exhibition games?
Yeah, two. Home and away with the Cleveland Cavaliers. That should be awesome.
And that's it, right?
Yeah, well, thank goodness, because nobody likes preseason.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay, and what did you think about them releasing Rip?
Pretty good. I mean, they weren't going to trade him, so you had to get rid of him some way. I just wonder why they didn't use amnesty. You have amnesty for one player, so that kind of tells me that they're going to use it on somebody else.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what happens. Okay, quick break here. Tom in Detroit, stay where you're at. We will come back to you. Folks, if you care to join us, 888-552-3595. When we continue, by the way, a local story that's attached to a national story that's getting a lot of negative publicity for a home improvement superstore. We'll give you all that when First Shift continues. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Those coming up from downriver along I-75. We look pretty good. Making your way between West Road and in toward Eureka, Northline, Southfield Road. A lot of folks jump onto that to head up toward Southfield Freeway. That looks good. So does staying on I-75 as you head up and over the bridge in toward the city.
Drive through McDonald's and try the dollar menu featuring the meaty, melty McDouble with 100% beef and cheese or the golden McChicken. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny skies today, our high near 38. Tonight, cloudy and 26. Tomorrow, look for sun and a high near 40. Right now, fair skies, 23 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Just in the nick of time for Christmas, Newt Gingrich has burst onto the national stage in a leading role. The latest frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination has adopted a theatrical pose for the season. Not as jolly old St. Nick bringing joy to children, but as Scrooge, only scroogier. Channeling his inner Ebenezer, the Newt called America's child labor laws, quote, truly stupid, adding with Dickensian glee that he would fire school janitors and have low-income children do that work. Really? The top GOP contender for president of the USA actually advocates turning poor school kids into janitors? Why, yes, explained the former House Speaker, who never tires of telling us that he is not merely very smart, but a visionary. Start with the following two facts, he lectured at an Iowa campaign stop. Really poor children in really poor neighborhoods have no habits of working and have nobody around them who works. So they literally have no habit of showing up on Monday. Thus, saith the visionary, chain them to a mop and teach the little ragamuffins about life. Did I mention that this guy is a candidate for president of the United States in 2012, not in 1812? Newt is a cluster bomb of ignorance. First, 3 out of 4 poor adults work, and most poor children are in households with at least one of their parents showing up every Monday for a job. And Gingrich's condescending implication that poverty equals bad morals is not only wrong, but frighteningly shallow, elitist, clueless, and, well, scroogey. If he wants to see bad morals in action, he shouldn't be looking down on poor people, but pointing up at Wall Streeters and CEOs who are profiting by creating more poor people. This is Jim Hightower saying, the question for Republicans is, do you really want to nominate Scrooge for president? Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to.
For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tripiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tripiano. Tripiano on Facebook, and also follow us
at Tony Tripiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
And welcome back, 35 minutes after 6 o'clock, and I want to thank you all for punching in. We are going to go to the phones. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Tom in Detroit to First Shift. Happy holidays to you, Tom.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good. How are you, my friend?
Hello?
Yes. How are you doing, Tom?
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me, but I just wanted to make a comment about the Wayne State Warriors. They are going on to, I guess, the game for the championship in the Division II. And I mean, I'm a former, when I was there, Dinosaurs won, and we were Tartars then. And and I just wanted to call and, you know, give support for Wayne State University.
Can you hear me, Tom? I guess he can't hear me, guys. I don't know why. All right. So, anyway, Tom is right. Wayne State. Unfortunately, Tom can't hear us. The Wayne State Warriors won on Saturday, 21-14 over Winston-Salem State in the semifinals of the NCAA Division II football playoffs. The win puts Wayne State, who has an overall record of 12-3 in the national championship game in Florence, Alabama, against Pittsburgh State, which is 12-1 on Saturday at 11 a.m. You got to give that program a lot of credit. I'm not that familiar with Division II football. I'm assuming, Jeff, you are not either. But certainly it's kind of exciting. And you know what? I got to tell you, we were talking last week, Jeff, about, you know, how come, you know, college football can't seem to get the playoff system right. Division II has it right. They have a traditional playoff like they do in professional sports.
Right, but they don't have the money involved in Division One.
Well, I'm just telling you, there's a way to do it better. There's just a way to do it better. And so congratulations to Wayne State. I think that we should all be very proud of what they're doing there. And, you know, shame on us for not covering that. Jeff, maybe we should try to get somebody from Wayne State on the show this week. What do you think?
Really? We could do that.
Why not?
In fact, I know I have someone in mind. Well, I don't know if I have someone in mind, but I could think about it.
Make up your mind. You either do or you don't.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so yes, congratulations to Wayne State. And Tom, thanks for reminding us of that. All right. For those of you that are paying attention to the news, and even to those of you that are not, there's a national story breaking over a show that locally, of course, is getting a lot of attention, nationally as well. It's called Great American Muslim. It is a reality show on the Learning Channel, TLC. It's on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. The controversy surrounds Lowe's Superstores, and they're pulling their sponsorship. Let's listen to a piece from Channel 7, then we'll come back and chat about
it. Lowe's Home Improvement hit a nerve when the company decided to pull its ads from TLC's show, All American Muslim. The show, which is set in Dearborn, follows several families giving an inside look into their lives. Lowe's decision to remove the ads is sparking anger in the Muslim community.
I was totally disgusted that Lowe's Corporation, which touts itself to being inclusive and growing diversity, would give in to a far right wing group of bigots that basically ginned up some information about the show over the internet. It's very disturbing.
Lowe's released a statement on their Facebook page saying, in part, Lowe's has received a significant amount of communication on this program from every perspective possible. Individuals and groups have strong political and societal views on this topic, and this program became a lightning lightning rod for many of those views. As a result, we did pull our advertising on this program.
The show is less controversial than Jersey Shore and other reality shows, just showing day-to-day life of Muslims. And what these bigots are scared of is that the show is depicting people or showing people in Dearborn looking like all other Americans in our society who are concerned about education, public safety, marriage, family values, etc.
And the show has an 8-episode season. They're moving toward the end of that season tonight. Their show airs on TLC on Sunday evenings. Reporting live, I'm Tom Waite, 7 Action News. Glenda, back to you.
Thank you, Tom. And there is a lot of Twitter backlash over this story tonight. Brittany Johnstone says, shame on you, Lowe's. You've lost my business. Another person says, Lowe's, your Facebook statement is disingenuous. You pulled advertising on a family program based on a protest from bigots. And there's also an online petition that nearly 5,000 people strong have signed. The petition on the website signon.org states, defend our American values. Tell these companies to fight back against bigotry and fear-mongering by publicly repudiating calls to stop advertising during TLC's All American Muslim. You can go online to their website and sign the petition if you feel strongly.
You know, folks, honestly, this is just, I don't know what the hell Lowe's is thinking, but they've really stepped in it big time. I mean, they've stepped in it big time. There's no way that they recover from this. Listen, do I think this is the end of Lowe's as we know it? No, but they made a huge mistake by pulling their advertising from this show, because All American Muslim is just another reality show. That's all it is. The Florida Family Association is a bigoted right-wing organization that is out to perpetuate stereotypes that are disingenuous and, frankly, offensive to only them. That Lowe's decided to do this. I mean, think about that. That they decided that they would. They would pull their advertising based on a bigoted organization's outreach. It says a lot about the lack of seriousness that Lowe's takes in their diversity statement. It's difficult, folks. Actually, it's not difficult. It's not difficult to do the right thing. It's difficult when you feel like you've got to kiss everyone's ass, and apparently Lowe's feels like they've got to kiss everyone's ass, and I don't understand that for the life of me. As I've been looking at this story, I thought maybe that there was something that happened on a particular episode, or, you know, there was a particular, I don't know, you know, something that kind of jumped out and would give you, you know, reason for slight pause. And so in the process, you go, okay, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I can understand where that, but no, that might be appropriate, but no. And in this case, Lowe's is just responding to the American or the Florida Family Association and their bigotry. Wow. How ridiculous. How ridiculous is it for Lowe's to do this? And again, their response is so lame. It is just so lame. The association says, the Florida Family Association, on its website, said All American Muslim is propaganda that riskily hides the Islamic agenda's clear and present danger to American liberties and traditional values. In an email to the Florida Family Association, a Lowe's representative wrote back saying, thank you for contacting Lowe's. We work hard to listen to our customers and respond to their concerns. Lowe's has strict guidelines that govern the placement of our advertising. Our company advertises primarily in national network primetime television programs and on a variety of cable outlets. Lowe's constantly reviews advertising buys to make certain they are consistent with policy guidelines. And furthermore, on a statement on Lowe's Facebook page, the company wrote, quote, it appears that we managed to step into a hotly contested debate with strong views from virtually every angle and perspective, social, political, and otherwise. And we've managed to make some people very unhappy. We are sincerely sorry. We have a strong commitment to diversity and inclusion across our workforce and our customers, and we're proud of that longstanding commitment. The Facebook statement went on to say, Lowe's has received a significant amount of communication on this program from every perspective possible. Individuals and groups have strong political and societal views on the topic, and the program became a lightning rod for many of those views. As a result, we did pull our advertising on this program. We believe that it is best to respectfully defer to communities, individuals, and groups to discuss and consider such issues of importance. Huh. Local Muslim and Arab American activist Ahmad Hamad said he was, quote, stunned over Lowe's decision and called on supports of diversity to voice their concerns to Lowe's through letters, faxes, and emails. He went on to say, for people who believe in diversity, this is the time for Lowe's to hear about it. It is a blatant bias from Lowe's. The decision is a slap in the face to our great nation of diversity. He went on to further say, all American Muslim was not a total reality of Muslims, and the show did not showcase Islamic extremists or out of mainstream Muslims. This, you know, again, it just further kind of underscores the reality of what happens when people are uneducated. I said, you know, remember, our first word today is talk. So as we talk, as we dialogue about, you know, what it means to be Muslim, it doesn't mean hatred. And again, I think that this shows how much more or how much further we have to go before we are over whatever it is our preconceived notion is of Arab Americans in Southeast Michigan. Now, what the crazy part, you would think if there was, you know, if you would think if there was one place, and maybe this isn't applicable to the Detroit area, but you'd think that we would be much more open to shows like All American Muslim because we are, you know, we live more openly with Muslims. This Florida Family Association it certainly has its more than its fair share of problems, and I have to tell you, folks, this is beyond offensive. I think Lowe's has got a big problem, and I don't know how they're going to deal with it. But this isn't going away anytime soon. Let's take a quick break here. 888-552-3595. The email address Tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter @ Tony Trupiano. We are having some problems with the phones this morning, is my understanding, but we're working through that. So everybody just stay right where they're at. We'll get this all figured out. They're fixed. Well, then we're good. Give us a call. We'll be back. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Happy holidays, Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and they're the people that I love the most.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they
are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Right, welcome back, folks. Pleasure to be with you. Just a quick wrap-up on the All-American Muslim. I've not watched the show yet, so let me just say that up front. It's on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. I'm in bed Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. I get up at 2:30 in the morning. So I'm not going to be up at 10 o'clock at night. I've had real problems with this since September 11th, the way that the Arab American community is treated in general. And I thought that maybe a show like All American Muslim might be a chance to clarify for some people that community, give people an insight into a community that they just don't understand. It's different. No question, it's different than the average American household, but it's also very much similar to the average American household. And it is the differences that we should be celebrating, not demonizing this community with. I just don't understand why Lowe's made such a horribly bad decision to do what they have done. Ultimately, they pay for it financially. I'll be real interested, especially locally, to see how the community, the greater community, deals with this, because we obviously have Lowe's in our backyard, folks. This show, by the way, takes place in Dearborn, if I haven't made that clear. So it's shot right here in Southeast Michigan.
It's unbelievable that the backlash against this show. It's because people think one thing about Muslims, I guess, in this country, and then you see a show that doesn't fit with what you already your preconceived notion is about it. And so you're up in arms. How dare you put these people off like they're normal, everyday, average people? I mean, really? Seriously? That's what you're...
Well, you know, it's not, Jeff, you're right. I mean, and it's no different than what we're going to talk to Frank Houston about. You know, the Republicans didn't like redistricting because the people that did it were Democrats. So they decided, well, since we don't, you know, this isn't the way... it doesn't look the way we want it to, we're going to change it. Well, the Florida, American Florida Association, whatever, says, you know what? We don't like the way this makes Muslims look normal, so we're going to do something about it.
It's like, you know, if you're watching Shark Week and you think sharks are these beasts that just rip humans apart and they can't stand humans, and then all of a sudden you see, like, people swimming among the sharks. You're like, how dare you show sharks like this, you know? So then they pull out their advertising of Shark Week. I mean, does that make any sense at all?
No. Like,
if that's just how it is, that's how it is.
Yeah, but again, I think Lowe's has made a huge mistake here, Jeff. A huge mistake. I can't imagine, again, I don't know what the damage financially will be, and there will be, I mean, certainly there will be people that will never shop there again, justifiably. I don't know how they recover from this. I really don't. Because at this point, is it enough to just start advertising on the show again?
No, they've already put their name out there, so they've already stamped their seal of approval with the people who are against the show.
Jeez. Just crazy.
I thought, like you said, when the advertising came out, I thought it was a good idea for a show. Because I think the number one thing that scares people is what they don't know. You know, if you don't know about something, then you're going to be scared about it, and you're going to have, you know, like, I think these people are dangerous. Then you start learning, okay, you know, they're different, but different is not always bad, and you learn about things, and suddenly you're like, oh, you know what, we're a lot alike. And I think that would be a good thing, and yet, you know, some people don't want to learn. They want to be set in what they already know.
Well, you know, like any other ethnicity, you have certain traditions or ways of doing things. And so whether it be Muslim, whether it be Jewish, whether you're Irish or Scottish, or I don't care, whatever your ethnicity is, Jeff, there are going to be certain traditions. And some people are more purist than others. You know, the Arab American community, you know, isn't 100% in unison, and I'm sure, because again, I haven't seen the show, and again, I want to say that up front, but I'm sure it's not 100%. This is exactly how every Muslim family is. I know because I read the stories that surrounded the story that surrounded the show when it first came out, that there were some more traditional Muslim families that were offended by the way the show was portraying Muslims because it was showing them in very non-traditional ways, and traditional Muslims were saying, no, we can't give off that impression. But Jeff, that impression is called the truth.
Right. That's the thing. I mean, you know, you let people know exactly what's going on, and sometimes, you know, good and bad, either way you have it, but at least you know, it's not like something you've made up in your mind or something that someone's told you. You know, go watch, you know, straight from the source, this is how it goes down.
Yeah, no question. Well, it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out, and, you know, I've not seen the show, so this has, I don't, you know, I don't, the only thing that I have, I was going to say I don't have a pony in this race, and I don't. I will say, of course, that I'm very supportive of any, you know, of diversity in any way, and I can't be supportive of what Lowe's has done here. All right, we don't have a lot of time, and I don't have time to get to some of the audio, so we'll save some of the audio for later on. I got to tell you a little story. Saturday morning, bright and early, 5 o'clock, I'm up. I don't know what time you get up on the weekends, Jeff, but, I don't sleep well. I don't sleep in well on the weekends because of the time I get up every day, right? You know, your body's just used to getting up at a certain time. And even though I try to go to bed later, which I do on the weekends, I don't.
7 o'clock is sleeping in for us.
All right. So I wouldn't know what to do if I woke up at 7 a.m. Sweet God, I think I died or something. Anyway, I'm sitting at my desk Saturday morning, and I get a text from Anthony. And he says, are you up? Now, let me just ask a question. Your kid sends you a text at 5 o'clock in the morning and asks you if you're up. Do you think that everything's good, or do you think there might be a problem?
There's a problem.
Now, there wasn't, but I'm just making the point, because Anthony said, why did you immediately think there was something wrong? He said, if you hear from somebody else, that's when you know there's something wrong, which he's right. If I would have heard from one of his friends, hey, Mr. T, are you up? Then he's right in that regard. But I was freaking out. What it's all about is, Anthony, you don't mind if I tell this story, do you? Because I'm already doing it, but I might as well ask it.
Go for it.
All right. So Anthony's obsessed with a belt, a Gucci belt. And so he decided to get involved in an auction on eBay, and he won his belt. So that's what it was about. His text to me at 5 o'clock in the morning was about making sure that you know, I was going to be up to help him secure this belt.
Thanks for that.
Is this a serious story?
Yeah.
That's great. So what was your role in this belt securing?
My role was to use my credit card.
Oh, okay.
That was my role.
Now I get it. Now the pieces are falling into place.
Well, you know, the other day he said, hey, you know, he shows me the belt. And so we, you know, he said, hey, let's bid on it. So we bid on it. Or he bid on it. I just happen to have an eBay account. He doesn't have an eBay account. So that's why I got involved. And sure enough, he got a belt. I'm not going to say how much it cost. That's irrelevant. He got a great deal on it. I will say that, you did get a really good deal on it. He's not. What? Don't ignore me now. I didn't do anything wrong. All right. Anyway, let's take a break. We got a lot to get to in the next hour, folks. Stay where you're at. This is First Shift. I am Tony Trupiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. A couple of earlier accidents still trying to clear. One along 96 East at Milford. That was working in the right lane. Also, drivers on Woodward near Big Beaver, you're going to see slow traffic. Looks like an earlier accident they're still trying to clear.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunny skies today, our high near 38. Tonight, cloudy and 26. Tomorrow, look for sun and a high near 40. Right now, fair skies, 23 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Syrians in the city of Homs face a deadline tonight from security forces. Stop anti-government protests or face attack. CNN's Jim Clancy reports from neighboring Lebanon. Residents are frightened.
They are convinced after having watched for days as thousands of Syrian troops supported by tanks have surrounded that city. Militiamen have moved in and set up checkpoints. They fear the city is going to be taken over one neighborhood at a time and that there is going to be, in their words, a massacre.
The Syrian government has not confirmed the deadline. There's an important meeting at the White House today. CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports it signals a historic moment for the U.S. and one of its allies.
The meetings today are between U.S. President Barack Obama and Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. And the moment this signals is the official withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq, which is set to happen in just 3 weeks.
As of today, 6,000 U.S. troops and 4 military bases remain in Iraq. There are reports of a prison break by al-Qaeda members out of Yemen. Security officials say at least 15 suspected terrorists dug a tunnel out of a prison in South Yemen. Former dictator Manuel Noriega is back in Panama this morning. CNN's Rafael Romo reports Noriega is beginning a 20-year sentence.
For the first time in 22 years, Noriega is returning home at the age of 77. French authorities ordered his extradition earlier this year, responding to a Panamanian government request for the former dictator's return to face charges that he had a political rival killed.
Are you better off than mom and dad? Well, a new State of the Young America report shows young women are making $1.17 for every $1 their moms earned back in 1980, but young men are making a dime less than their dads did. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
If shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries, you'd clip coupons to get a better deal. With Allstate, you don't need coupons to save money on car insurance. You just need to check out the Allstate Value Plan. It's big name coverage without a big price tag. With the Allstate Value Plan, you'll get 24/7 service, a local agent when you need one, and a company with 80 years of experience. So if you're looking for insurance that gives you more for your money, look no further than the good hands of Allstate.
Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a free lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance. Get 24/7 access and pay as you go with low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Someone returning from 3 years on a desert island would think our economy is fully recovered, if judging by our holiday spending. Most measures of retail sales so far this season have been strong, the latest no exception. ComScore says holiday spending from November 1st through the present is tracking 15% higher than last year. U.S. companies that do business with Syria and Iran are being served with paperwork Financial Times reports companies including Caterpillar, American Express, and Sony, whose stock is listed in U.S. markets, are being told by the U.S. government to fully disclose the nature of their dealings with countries the United States deems state sponsors of terror. Their responses reveal the financial hit those companies have taken from ever-tightening sanctions. Warnings from the IMF and Moody's Investor Service that Friday's European summit deal was not enough to stop the debt crisis are dragging down European stocks. U.S. stock futures down as well. S&P futures falling 8, NASDAQ futures down 11. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Accountemps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Accountemps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
This holiday, tell someone how much you care by spending a whopping 97 cents on them. Walmart has all the latest smartphones from the nation's top carriers, like the LG Enlighten for Verizon, LG Optimus S for Sprint, and Impulse 4G for AT&T, all just 97 cents. Yes, I said 97 cents for a smartphone with all the bells and whistles. And no one has to know how little you spent. They'll think you went all out and will have no idea you found the money for their gift under the sofa cushions. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Offer with 2-year new agreement or qualified 2-year extension may be available on select plans. Data plan required. Brand and assortment availability varies by location.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Trujillo.
And welcome, everybody. It is 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this 12th day of December 2011. Happy to be with you. 13 days until Christmas Day. And for those of us that care about that, yay. We've got a great hour lined up for you. I want to remind you, at 7:50, as we do every day at 7:50, Occupy Detroit will occupy First Shift. Frank Houston, chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party, will be with us at 7:35 to discuss disgust. That's right. There's a lot of disgust to do. Discuss the Republicans at the state legislature in the state legislature feel like if they don't get their way, they'll legislate their way around it. And if you think I'm joking, wait till you hear from Frank Houston and figure out what he has to say. But in this next segment, and let me just kind of very quickly go back and give you some quick history. I met Chris Mihalakis, who was with the UFCW, some years back when I was doing another radio show, and before he was even with the UFCW. He had called me one day once he went to work for the UFCW and said, "Hey, we've got a group of people that are protesting against Walmart. I've been anti-Walmart for a long time. Would you be willing to come out and support us?" And so on and so forth. So that's kind of what solidified our friendship. Well, when I got a call last week to tell me that there's a group out there that is looking to promote something new called Our Walmart, and Our stands for Organization or United for Respect, and it has to do with Walmart Associates looking for a little respect, I was on board. So let me get to my next guest. Joining us now is Joe. Joe has worked for Walmart for 4 years. He requires the American Disabilities Act accommodation, and he worked this past Black Friday, and we'll ask him about that in just a moment. He says that it is time for people to show a little more respect, and that comes from inside the organization. Joe became a member of Our Walmart and believes in the value and effectiveness of Walmart associates working together to make Walmart a better employer. Not a bad way to do it from the inside out. Joe has asked that we stick to his first name, and I'm fine with that. He does work at a Walmart on the west side of the state, and he joins us now on First Shift. Joe, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show. First of all, let me talk. You've been with Walmart for 4 years now. Some say you deserve a medal for that alone. It's not always the easiest place to work, is it?
It has its challenges and it has its updates. I'm not going to knock it for that. I mean, I do like my job. I'm not going to say it because there have been its positive moments. Like every job, but it has its tripes and has its struggles. I'm going to go with that as well on a positive, and has struggles.
And I respect that, I've often said, and I'll say it again, when I tell people that, my issues with Walmart are never with the associates, it's never with the greeters, it's never with the cashiers, it's with management. And that's always been my problem with Walmart and always will be my problem with Walmart until they start showing the people that I just mentioned a little more respect. Before we get into exactly what Our Walmart is all about, Joe, if you could tell us a little bit about your story. I said that your job requires American with Disability Act accommodations. Can I ask more specifically what accommodations those are?
Yeah, I have some pretty severe, I guess you could call them hard memory impairments and memory impairments and like chronic disability issues that limit me on how I can function. And I have applied for it now 3 times within my company, and each time it's been denied. Each time I go back to a different doctor within the system, and I get new documentation. I've submitted documentation to them numerous times, and each time I've been denied. And I just every time, it doesn't matter how many times I submit documentation to them, I've been denied. And upon this third time, actually, I can't submit any more documentation to them. So I actually have to file with the ADA, or the ADA now, in the EEOC, because I can't submit any more documentation because now my case cannot be reopened with them.
Okay, well, that doesn't seem to be terribly fair. So it seems to me then as we talk about, Joe, a little respect in the workplace, tell us a little bit about Our Walmart. And I'm going to give people they've got a Facebook page, by the way, and if you just go to Facebook and you search OURWMT, and we'll actually put it on our Facebook page as well. You'll find it pretty quickly. But tell us a little bit about the Our Walmart campaign and why you got involved with it, Joe.
I got involved with Our Walmart because when I was in Arizona at the time, and I was at a store in Arizona that I was. I went from a store here in Michigan to a store in Arizona where I was being treated, you could say, grotesquely unfairly, from which I'm an associate who I pride myself on knowledge, because knowledge is where we associates can really strengthen ourselves, is what I feel like. They don't give us access to policies like we should. They just have them on our quote-unquote wire, where they say your policies are here. If you want to go for them, you have to do it on your time and read them on your time. I know my policies very well, and that's how I protected myself within this company for 4 years. And at that point in time, I found that they were treating me unfairly and breaching policy upon their own accord, and that's when I got in touch with Our Walmart through Facebook. And, I found that this is the one way we can say, hey, Walmart needs to stand up to what their policies say they need to do, and they haven't been doing that. They've been breaching their own policies because us as associates have been letting them do so, and if we stand up as a group, say, hey, you need to hold to your own policy of respect the individual and, treat us as the respect that we deserve. That's what we need.
Well, and again, there's nothing, in my opinion, there's nothing that is odd about that. There's nothing that's demanding about that. This is just, I would think at some level common courtesy. And so, it certainly does you know, beg the question at some level, you know, why do they not treat you with a little common courtesy? You would think, you know, and I think you're right, Joe, at some level, a knowledgeable employee is going to be their greatest asset. There's no question that's clear. And so you want to protect, don't you, at some level, want to protect those assets?
Absolutely. I want to protect not only my assets, but I want to protect my company's assets because I'm a fairly substantial shareholder within the company. Not many of my fellow associates feel they should purchase Walmart stock, and I think that's a problem because they don't know this, but you can actually vote on when have the shareholder meetings. You get emails where they automatically proxy vote you for who you can vote for. Last year, when they did the proxy voting, they automatically tried to proxy vote me for Mike Duke and all the other CEOs and different policies that we were going to no longer have our MyShare, which is our incentive bonus they add on for us. They were trying to get rid of that. Well, I chose not to let them proxy vote for me. 98% of associates choose to let them proxy vote for us. That's an issue. Associates don't know that they do that. And every associate who's a shareholder chooses to not know that because they're not looking into the policies. And if they don't tell us, we don't know.
Well, and of course, that proxy vote, Joe, means that they're going to take that, they're going to take the way that they want you to vote and vote for you. And again, in the way they want you to vote. And you do have a voice. I find it I didn't even know you guys could buy your own stock in your own company. I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. We buy our own stock. I have about 25 shares in Walmart, and I find that it's absolutely important that I not let them proxy vote for me because, like, when I vote in the election, it's my voice. And if I choose to let them vote for me, it's like a rigged election. It's not appropriate. It's not fair. So we all, as associates, need to be aware, you know, when we have the annual shareholder meetings and we have our voting, watch your email address associated with your account because you will be asked, do you want a proxy vote? And your proxy vote's coming up. Look at your proxy vote. Who's are you going to vote for? Because you can change who's going to be the CEO of Walmart. Who is it going to vote for? And if we start saying we don't want to have this person as CEO or we don't want this policy to go through, that's going to send a statement a lot bigger than what's going to happen next or what's going to go on. Because that's how they got rid of my share and our other bonuses, that their contribution to us. And that's what the issues are going on, because they're doing that without us knowing because they're not letting us vote anymore.
Oh, that's very clever. I mean, that's very, very clever. So what do you hope, ultimately, what do you hope that the Our Walmart campaign will ultimately provide for its associates, Joe?
We're looking to gain respect in our stores. So, hopefully a better living wage. Because most associates right now are making less than $10 an hour. I'm one of the few associates because I'm third shift, and I suffer for being third shift, but most of my family is, so I'm lucky there. Most associates are making less than $10 an hour. Unless you've been there for a long time, contrary to what Walmart says on their website, with their corporate website, we don't make $13 an hour starting wage. I'm sorry. If I made $13 an hour starting wage, I wouldn't be eligible for food stamps. I don't take food stamps, but I wouldn't be eligible for them if I made that much money. I feel it's not appropriate for them to advertise $13 an hour. Even when I got hired in, I said, hey, you're saying, you know, I can get $13 an hour. They told me, you know, it doesn't matter. We say that on the website, but it doesn't matter. You know, and it doesn't, you know, they don't, you can say that, but it doesn't matter what they say.
Well, wait a minute, Joe, wait a minute here. They're advertising that their starting wage is $13 an hour, but it clearly is not. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, that's what they say.
All right, Joe, hey, listen, we got to take a break. Can you stay with me a little longer?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Joe is with us. He'd prefer we not use his last name. We respect that. New, brand new group out there called Our Walmart, O-U-R Walmart, Organization United for Respect. And you're going to find them on Facebook. Just search Our, O-U-R-W-M-T. And if we haven't gotten it on the Facebook page, we will do that before we get back from the break. Actually, we do have it up there. Let's take a quick break. If you'd like to join us, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be right back.
This is Mark Brewer, Chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody, in the spirit of the season, will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. Earlier delays along 96 eastbound is added to the slowdowns coming in from Kensington toward Milford, where the accident was, trying to come in toward Wixom and Novi onto 275. It looks like, unfortunately, that eastbound ride is slower as it usually is in the morning drive.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sunny skies today. Our high will be 38. Tonight, though, we'll have a few clouds, a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and our high near 40 degrees. Right now out at Metro Airport, it's fair skies and 23 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting, be sure to register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan and get everything you need for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online and share your list with friends and family everywhere. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Recently on First Shift.
Just joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Tony Trupiano with you indeed. Thanks for punching in this morning. We are visiting with Joe. Joe is a Walmart associate from the West Side of the state. There's a brand new group that has started called Our Walmart, O-U-R, Our Walmart, and you're going to find them online at forrespect.org. If you want to find them on Facebook, just search for O-U-R-W-M-T. Joe has been discussing with us, you know, why he is personally involved with the Our Walmart campaign, and I think it's interesting. I've been with this Walmart or anti-Walmart movement for a lot of years now, and it's interesting to see as this is progressing that working with the folks that are already there. Now, Joe, and thank you for staying with us, Joe. If it's my understanding, to be a member of Our Walmart, you either have to be a former or current associate, correct?
That is correct. correct. I wanted to clarify something real quick. It's an average wage of $13 an hour. I did misspeak there. I do apologize for that. But, yeah, you do have to be a former member of Walmart or a current member of Walmart. And, unfortunately, we do exclude management from that. It's nothing personally against management, but it is for hourly associates only because we do feel that the issues are with the salary-ish members of management in that aspect.
No, that's fair. That's fair, and I appreciate the clarification there. That's great. You know, Joe, I think it's important as we take a look. It's not like, you know, I think it's important to have this discussion. When you buy something at Walmart, it doesn't mean that something, whatever it is somehow inferior, because it's not.
Right.
A bottle of Tide is a bottle of Tide no matter where you buy it.
Right.
So this isn't about not wanting you to shop at Walmart because you're buying inferior product. It's not about you not shopping at Walmart, period. It's about Walmart stepping up and doing the right thing in treating their associates with a little respect. That's what this is, and that's what this has always been about.
Correct. That's what Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, was originally a part of. And when this is one thing that I was going through my notes on, and the Waltons, the Walton people, they're currently buying back Walmart stock at a staggering rate, and under that, the Waltons will actually re-own a controlling portion of Walmart stock by 2013. They will re-own a controlling interest in Walmart stock. I just thought I'd throw that out there for everyone.
Well, but the question, Joe, is what does that mean? Do we know what that means, though?
I'm going to be an optimist here. Because I'm going to go with, because Sam Walton was four associates, that hopefully now that the Waltons will be four associates, let's just go with that. Because I want to be positive.
I ran across a story, Joe, the other day that showed that the six members of the Walton family own as much as 30% of the wealth of this country. That's a lot of money.
That, but okay.
Pardon me?
It's a little higher than that.
That's a lot of money, Joe. That's a lot of money. And at some point, you have to ask yourself this question. How much is enough? And you know what? I'll go with you. I'll go with your optimism. I like to be an optimist. I certainly do. But I'd like to think, like you do, that the reason the Walton family is buying back all this stock is so that they can start not only treating their associates right, but, you know, you remember, maybe you don't, but I remember the days where Walmart was associated with Made in America. That was their slogan.
Absolutely.
When you thought Walmart, you thought Made in America. Today, when we think Walmart, we think Made in China.
And I work at nights, and I understand that because absolutely, when I see boxes on the shelf, all I see is Made in China. I see probably when I see 90 boxes on the shelf, maybe two or one will be Made in America. And it's really heartbreaking to me, and it's disgusting to me. And there are websites and places I go where I make sure I only buy stuff that's made in America. I don't like spending money where I work anymore because it's all made in China. And I hate saying that. I may get discounts there, but I don't like to because I know where it's going. And it's frustrating to me because I can't do anything about it. And that's the only way I can do anything about it is, you know, spend my money somewhere else. And I don't like thinking like that, you know?
Let me ask you a question. If you could, if they allowed a union and you could join a union, would you?
I guess I would, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I just, you know, wanted to, you know, I just, I think that, you know, with union protection, some of the things that we've talked about, certainly, especially as it relates to the American with Disabilities Act, would be certainly protected under a collective bargaining agreement. You shouldn't have to be chasing down your employer to do the right thing based on law, because all you're asking them to do is to follow the law, right, Joe?
Correct. I've even thrown the law in there and recorded them on the law, and they told me, well, we'll get back to you on that, and I haven't heard any back from them. So when I was telling you about my ADA, when I put that in front of them, they told me, well, they started stuttering, and then they told me, well, we'll get back to you, and I am waiting now for their third determination. And that's kind of where I told them, well, if you don't get back to me, I'm going to put this file with the ADA, and I'm still finally waiting for them to get back to me.
Well, Joe, I realize that we've given you a little bit of anonymity here. We're not using your last name. But aren't you a little concerned that they're going to find out that you are, you know, speaking out against them and dismiss you from your job?
Section 7 of the Labor Act prevents them from retaliating against me. So that's all I'm concerned about is the law. So thank you, the law, for protecting me.
Well, you know, fair enough, but the law also says that they should be taking care of you with the ADA, and they're not following that very well.
This is very true, but the law is the law, and the law is the law, so.
Well, you know, listen, I'm on your side, so anything happens, all you need to do is give us a call. We got you back on the air in a heartbeat, Joe. There's no question that's true.
Also, there's strength in numbers. You know, the more we have in numbers, the better we're at.
No question, that's true. Tell me, are there other people within the store you're at that are part of the Our Walmart campaign?
I can't really say at this point in time because I don't want to jeopardize their liability, but I can say there are a lot of people interested. But yes, there are quite a few people in my area that have expressed interest in Our Walmart.
Great, great. Well, no, I think it's you know it's as I've seen this process grow over the years, from just you know literally protesting in front of stores to all the different campaigns that I have been involved with. This one isn't just clever. I think that it you know it's necessary. Certainly, you deserve some respect. Everybody deserves respect. In the workplace, Joe, everybody that shows up every day and does their job should be honored for doing that kind of thing. I don't care what it is you do. If you show up and you do your job, you know, you should be honored. And unfortunately, that isn't always the case. And one of the ways you show respect is by paying people a fair wage and making sure that the laws are followed and that they are protected. That is not happening. Joe, thank you for the generous amount of your time today. Again, it's forrespect.org, and you're going to find them online or on Facebook at Our WMT, O-U-R-W-M-T. Just search that. Joe, thanks so much.
No problem. You have a great day.
All right. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. Do me a favor and go on and like this page and show these folks some respect. At some point, Walmart has to start doing the right thing. They really do. Frank Houston on the other side, chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party. Stay with us.
On your own front door, a pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
20-hour total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. Still big delays, 96 eastbound near Milford. The accident has cleared, but the backups go almost all the way to US 23. And you're going to find the interchange with Woodward and Big Beaver Court. And unfortunately, that intersection has been closed. We've had a multi-vehicle accident that's got that area shut down. Metro Parkway near Utica Road, so 16-mile road at Utica. We've got an accident there slowing down that interchange. Same thing with 12-mile at Stevenson. And look for some slick conditions on any bridges, ramps, overpasses that's still going on.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sunny skies today. Our high will be 38. Tonight, though, we'll have a few clouds, a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and our high near 40 degrees. Right now out at Metro Airport, it's fair skies and 23 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell. Are corporations people? Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders doesn't think so, and he's calling on the Senate to pass a constitutional amendment down to the states so it would become the law of the land. According to the Saving American Democracy Amendment, corporations could not be considered persons with constitutional rights equal to people. Corporations would be subject to regulation by the people. Corporations could not make campaign contributions, and Congress and the states would have the authority to regulate campaign finances. The goal of this amendment and similar amendments introduced by Senators Tom Udall and Michael Bennett is to overturn the Citizens United ruling by the Supreme Court,
which reaffirmed that corporations are people. Sanders said on the floor of the Senate,
corporations are not people. Bank of America is not a person. ExxonMobil is not a person.
Sanders said that due to the freedoms allowed to corporations, Congress has been hobbled.
Every member of the Senate, every member of the House, in their back of their minds will be thinking, gee, if I cast a vote this way, if I take on some big money interest, am I going to be punished for that? Will a huge amount of money be unleashed in my state? Everybody here understands that that's true.
Today's attempt by Occupy Oakland to shut down ports on the West Coast is not being supported by the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. Doug Cunningham reports.
ILWU spokesperson Craig Merrilees says while the union is generally supportive of the Occupy movement, the dock workers were never consulted. On this December 12th, ports shut down, and so the ILWU is not supporting that action.
The ILWU is opposed to the shutdown of the ports on the 12th of December, and I think for good reason. Workers are understandably upset to hear that an outside group has come in and going to try and shut their workplace without having communication, without respecting the democratic decision-making process.
Despite its opposition to the West Coast port December 12th shutdown, Merrilees says the ILWU and the Occupy movement need to be working together.
The ILWU has been a strong supporter of the Occupy movement. The union has a long history of support for social justice movements, but this particular tactic, the call to shut down the ports, is misguided, ill-informed, and unwanted by the ILWU.
Comments from Craig Merrilees, courtesy of Radio Labor.
Workers Independent News puts workers and their unions on the national radio news airwaves every day. To help keep labor's voice on the air, go to laborradio.org.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. We're going to get to my next guest here in just a moment. You know, very quickly, just go back to the Walmart segment, the two segments we just did. And that's really how I came to know of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. They have been advocates on behalf of Walmart associates for many years now, and they have done lots of good work, and they continue to do good work on behalf of them. And I got to tell you, folks, you're listening to Joe talk, he should take pride in his work. There's no question that that's true. There's nothing wrong with taking pride in your workplace. Clearly the right thing to do. And as I said, a bottle of Tide is a bottle of Tide no matter where you buy it. Where you have a choice is the way the employees are treated where you buy your stuff. And just be mindful of that, especially this time of year. All right, this is a topic that we've now been talking about Friday. We talked about a little bit today. And my next guest is anxious to get on and talk to you today about what's happening at the state capitol. The Republicans, whether they are serving at the state level or throughout our individual communities, know that, especially those that are working in our individual communities, in our cities and our municipalities, know that they have friends in Lansing. What that means, as you're going to find out in this next segment, is that if things don't go exactly the way you want them to, all you need to do is call your pals and they'll, well, actually write laws that give you what you want. And if you think I'm joking, I'm not. Joining me now is Frank Houston. He is the chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party, and he's with us today to talk to us about something that certainly is unconstitutional, and I would venture to guess illegal. Frank, thank you for giving us of your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tony. I'm glad to be on.
Have I misrepresented that at all? I mean, you know, is this simply a matter of, I mean, it's because it sounds kind of silly, doesn't it?
No, I mean, you know, it would be funny if it wasn't such a serious undercutting of our democracy. I mean, to give you a quick rundown, I mean, in Oakland County, for the county commission districts, we have our own apportionment commission, just like every other county in the state has. This has been going on since since 1971. So when you add all the different county redistricting plans for these county commission seats that have been passed into law, it's over 500 of them in the last 50 years. And never once in history has there been an attempt to retroactively change the redistricting process, A, after those plans have been, begun and then finally submitted and approved, and then B, after the courts have upheld them. So this isn't just an undercutting of local government. This isn't just an undercutting of kind of a time-tested statute. This is also a partisan overreach from the legislative branch into our judicial branch of government. And it's a shocking partisan overreach.
So the audience understands what we're talking about now. In Lansing last week, some folks just decided, hey, listen, we don't like the way they're doing things in Oakland County. Only in Oakland County, by the way. And I want to point that out for a reason, Frank, because it'd be different if they were looking to change the way they do apportionment around the state. They're not.
Right.
They're picking on only Oakland County. Why would that be, Frank?
Well, I think it has something to do with the fact that for the first time in history, we have a quote-unquote Democratic majority on the Apportionment Commission. So just so your listeners all understand, the way county redistricting happens, not just in Oakland County, but every county in the state, by a statute that was passed in 1966, is the two party chairs, as well as three of the countywide elected officials, those being the prosecutor, treasurer, and county clerk, those five individuals sit down and basically pass the redistricting plan together. Now, myself, I come from a good government, nonpartisan background. I can understand people saying, well, why are the party chairs being involved? But the reality is that there's one Democrat, one Republican chair, and then these three countywides. It really has been a statute for the most part that people haven't complained about. There hasn't been a lot of attempts in the last 50 years to overturn it. And even if you wanted to move to a more nonpartisan and say, well, let's get rid of the party chairs being involved, I can understand that. But to change the process after the election, after the maps have been approved, and doing it just for Oakland County because we, for the first time, have a Democratic majority is really, once again, a partisan overreach. The other thing to note is the way they are suggesting to change it, they claim they want to get the politics out of it by removing the party chairs. I'm fine with that. But they actually are giving it to the Republican county commissioners. They're saying, let's have the county commissioners pick their own voters, draw their own districts only in Oakland County where Republicans have a majority on that county commission. So it's a real blatant attempt, to just give themselves back in control of redistricting in Oakland County. And secondly, any good government reform expert on either side of the aisle in the country will tell you when you do redistricting reform, you don't want legislators, even at the county commission level, pick their own voters in their own districts. It should be the other way around. Voters should pick legislators, not legislators pick their voters.
Yeah, well, that's the way we all understood it, at least in civics class, that's the way we understood it. So that brings me back to a pretty basic question, Frank. In civics class, this is the way it's taught. This is the way we all understand it. So now it becomes about partisanship in a very uncomfortable way. What is Oakland County and specifically the Democrats in Oakland County asking the state legislature to do at this point?
Well, I think two simple things. First of all, I think the Senate, which is where this just to be clear, this passed out of a House committee and out of the House all within a week of when it was introduced. So this is fast tracked. So what we're asking for now is the Senate basically to, if they want to do committee hearings and talk about this long term, that's fine. But not to pass this bill right now and not to allow it to go out retroactively. So that's the first thing, is to make sure that they don't pass this specific legislation in its current form. And I think the second thing is really to have some sort of real discussion around redistricting now is a good thing. And I think looking at, if there's ways to have more nonpartisanship in the redistricting process, I'm all for it. Better transparency and accountability for the plans that are introduced. I think that's great. So really, my ask is simple. One is reject this really blatantly unprecedented partisan overreach that Representative Jacobson from Oakland County introduced in the House. And then secondly, start having the conversations now about real redistricting reform for the whole state, and as well as for the state legislative districts and congressional districts, which I've obviously been gerrymandered. Instead of just picking on Oakland County because you don't like the fact that three Democrats happen to sit on our apportionment commission for the first time.
Well, okay, so now let's talk reality. Because we've got a track record now. We've got almost a year's worth of legislative agenda. We can take a look at the way the Republicans like to do things at the state level. And we know that they traditionally ignore what Democrats ask them to do. And we've got plenty of precedent to prove that. I don't need to point out, I don't need to enumerate the bills, Frank. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, this audience knows what I'm talking about. Are you prepared to take this to court if need be?
Oh, yeah. I mean, without question. But my hope really is that, you know, obviously Republicans care about, you know, picking up seats and protecting their power in any election year. But I think even if you know, talking to some folks in Lansing, they're a little embarrassed about this, too. I mean, it might pass. I'm not going to say it won't. But my hope is that, you know, if not in the Senate, then the governor stands up and acts like the adult in the room and says, you know, this has even gone a little too far. Because this is really unprecedented. I've never heard of an instance in the country where you change redistricting retroactively after an election, after maps, and have been approved after the courts have affirmed them unanimously. And keep in mind, the Republicans actually still can appeal. The Court of Appeals upheld our map by a unanimous 3-0 vote, but they can still appeal it to the Supreme Court. They just have to appeal it by December 28th, and the court has to accept their, obviously a Republican Supreme Court has to accept the case. So they still have opportunities to have their day in court, and if not, if they go the legislative route, we'll have our day in court, I'm quite sure.
Well, I'm quite sure we will, too, and unfortunately, it wastes a lot of time and a lot of resources, you know, and Frank, at a lot of different levels. I mean, we could say that this is, you know, this is about the racial bias, because I think we could easily make that argument. I mean, every single thing that touches the electoral process is offended. It offends my senses. Every single thing about this stinks to the highest heavens, and I'm so pissed off at Republicans for continuing to legislate their way, and this is their own form of bullying. You know, the one thing that maybe they should have passed in the bullying legislation is, you know, how to prevent themselves from continuing to pick on innocent people.
I couldn't have worded any of that better than myself. I mean, the thing that, you know, there's so many things that's wrong with this, but I think the bottom line here is it's not just going to be a bunch of Democrats screaming in the Capitol or at a county commission meeting in Oakland County asking Brooks Patterson to stop pushing these sorts of games. But, you know, I think this is something, I mean, even like the Oakland Press last week, Friday, wrote an article about the kind of buffoonery of it and outrageousness of it, you know, the spinal column. I mean, all these local papers have picked up on it, and I think it's just going to get worse for them. I mean, there is a tipping point where voters realize that, you know, you're undercutting democracy. And, you know, Tony, one last thing I just want to add. The saddest thing about it from my perspective is, you know, when I was first put as chairman of the Apportionment Commission by unanimous vote, and Bill Board, the Republican county clerk, was the unanimous second in charge of redistricting in Oakland County by our commission. So it was a bipartisan commission, and we really had the most transparent, open process the county's ever had, and passed legally the strongest plan, most nonpartisan plan we've ever got. The plan that was adopted wasn't some sort of Democratic hack job. It really is a swing map that either party is competitive in from presidential to the gubernatorial year.
Yeah. Well, and, Frank, listen, I don't mean to interrupt you. We're just out of time. Listen, let's stay in touch, and let's make sure that we keep this audience updated on what's going on, okay?
Great. No, thanks for having me, Tony, and please call your legislators.
Thanks. Absolutely. Everybody do that. Frank Houston, chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party. A quick break here, folks. When we come back, Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift.
My name is Stephen Henderson. I'm the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everybody who listens to First Shift a very happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tripiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tripiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tripiano on Twitter.
Recently on First Shift,
David Hecker, who is president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan,
about the American Jobs Act. The Republicans to stand up and vote no. But what I'd love them to stand up and say is, I vote no because I think there should be 54 kids in a kindergarten class. I vote no because I don't care that the response time of police officers and firefighters have skyrocketed because of layoffs. Because that is the only reason someone would have to vote no, is that they just don't care.
First Shift with Tony Tripiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Tripiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
It is 750-750. That means one thing each and every day on First Shift. That means it's time for Occupy Detroit to occupy this program. And once again, they do that in grand style. Lee Gaddies joins us now after a long weekend. Things are going well for the Occupy Detroit team as they continue to be front and center on the issues that mattered. You know, late last week, folks, we concentrated on Occupy Our Homes and, you know, some of the other things, the teaching and some of the other things that Occupy Detroit is involved in. Well, today we need your help, and Lee is here to talk to us about that. Lee, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show, and thanks for making some time for us today.
Oh, Tony, it's a pleasure to come on your show because it's always so enlightening to hear the intelligent and thoughtful discourse that happens on the show that you don't get in other news outlets.
Well, I appreciate that. Very nice of you to say. Listen, we've got a little emergency on our hands, and it seems that the state legislature has decided that, well, looks like the game is starting to go against them, they're going to change that game. What I'm talking about is the Emergency Financial Manager bill that is out there, law, Public Act 4. Now, let's just back up and say that Michigan Forward has done a great job of garnering signatures. I know we need more. I know we need more people to help certify those signatures. But, Lee, the legislature is threatening to change the law before we can finish the good work we've started on Public Act 4, and I know you wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, I mean, it shows just the complete lawlessness of Governor Rick Snyder. You know, with the pressure coming on from John Conyers to get Eric Holder involved to look at the constitutionality of this law, from the national media spotlight, Ed Schultz last week said that this is the biggest story in the country. The dismantling of Michiganders' rights to be full citizens in their own electoral process, that the governor's decided he doesn't care who you've elected to office, that you're just going to sweep them away and they're going to come in with a dictator and do whatever they want. And also, if you look at how the law is being applied in a very systematic and racist manner, only cities
The 100 or so cities that they say are in financial distress, the only cities that have emergency financial managers applied to them are cities that have majority minority populations. So if you take all of those things into consideration, if this doesn't get the hair up on the back of your neck, if this doesn't get you out there ready to fight, then I don't know what will. You know, it this reminds me kind of a situation when they during World War II, when the guy said first they came for the communists, and I didn't care because I wasn't a communist. So for us, it's once they came for Pontiac, but I didn't care because it wasn't Pontiac. Then they came for Flint. Well, I didn't care because I didn't live in Flint. And then they came for E-Course, but I didn't care because I wasn't in E-Course or Inkster. You know, so now they're coming for Detroit, and now you better care, because if it happens here, it can happen to any other city in Michigan. So now is the time to fight. Don't wait for the emergency manager to be put on you. Come out and fight now before it gets to you. And so that's where we're at right now. We've been asked to join together with some local community groups, faith-based organizations, and members of Detroit City Council to start doing some actions and to really show them the power of what the arsenal of democracy can do.
Well, you know, again, there's never been a time like there is now to stand up and step up and to put literally the will of the people where it needs to be, and that is to defeat what this legislature is attempting to do. Ironically, Lee, I just did a story with Frank Houston, who's chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party, where the state legislature decided they didn't like something they did in Oakland County, so they decided to legislate around it. This seems now becoming a habit, because that's exactly what they're looking to do here. They don't like the fact that Public Act 4 will be defeated soon, so they decide to change Public Act 4. It's just wrong. You're right. It's go ahead.
It's completely lawless. We know that they don't care about the rule of law. They want what they want, and they'll do anything, and I repeat, anything, to make sure that every asset in any city in Michigan is privatized. They are on a course, hell bent for leather, to make sure that you, as a citizen, your rights are not respected. I mean, it can't be made any simpler than that. You know, so we go through all the proper legal channels that we're supposed to follow, but then they don't follow any legal channels. They'll change a law, they'll break a rule, and they'll totally disrespect the will of the people to be governed. I mean, it can't be any more simple than that. This is completely unconstitutional. It's completely lawless actions that they're taking. And so it's up to us as citizens, as fully engaged citizens of Detroit, not just consumers, not just people who need to go out and buy things, but people who are fully engaged in our political process, to tell them enough.
Well, you know,
we have had enough.
And Lee,
so signatures is part of that. You know, demonstrating part of that, we have a Facebook site called Save Detroit. We'll be posting more information about the actions we'll be taking in the coming year, because we're going to bring this New Year's in with a roar.
Well, you know, Lee, I'm reminded here, and I got to go back to the polling numbers that show that, you know, 67%, which is a huge number of voters, not of Democrats, of voters, don't want Public Act 4 the way it currently stands. I don't have a breakdown in front of me, but obviously 67% includes a lot of Republicans. What we're seeing, absolutely, what we're seeing here is a general disregard for our rights, for democracy, for the very thing that we care about. So for those that are out there that celebrate this Republican landslide, those of you that are out there that are celebrating at some level that finally the Republicans are getting their say, what the Republicans, the message that they're sending to your children, to your grandparents, to you, to everybody in this society, the message they're sending is your vote and your democracy matters little or not at all to them. That's the message they're sending. That's the only message they're sending, and they could care less who gets hurt in the process.
Yeah, and I think that some people who respect law, who respect a democracy, even if they have an R after their name, understand that when people are lawless, that they will be in the crosshairs sooner or later, too. And Occupy Detroit is nonpartisan. We help save Republicans who are being foreclosed on, as well as Democrats. We don't look to see whether or not you have a D or an R after your name. We want the respect of the rule of law. We want the will of the people to be followed and not to be dictated to, and that's what this is about for us.
Absolutely.
This is about
Lee, we're just out of time. I want to, of course, I want to thank you. Thank you for your passion this morning. Brother, I'm on your side. You know that we'll be back tomorrow with Occupy Detroit, and this is a fight we will fight with you. Thank you so much. A quick break. Mark Brewer from the Michigan Democratic Party on the other side. Stay with us.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes the big delays for drivers coming in eastbound 96 from US 23 heading toward Milford. We had an earlier accident that's been gone for a while now, but just that domino effect really slowing it down. Our intersection of Woodward and Corton and Big Beaver looks like that earlier accident has cleared. The traffic also trying to get back to normal through there. We've got a problem at 12 Mile and Stevenson. The traffic signals are not working correctly. You want to treat that as a four-way stop.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for sunny skies today. Our high will be 38. Tonight, though, we'll have a few clouds, a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly sunny and our high near 40 degrees. Right now out at Metro Airport, it's fair skies and 23 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Conflicting reports are surfacing about an alleged locker room assault that blew the lid off the Penn State child sex scandal involving former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Patriot News reporter Sarah Gannon reports Mike McQuarrie's story to the grand jury is different from what he told a family friend.
What he says is that he walked in, he heard sex noises, which is something he did also mention in the other report, but then he says a young boy kind of peered around the shower stall, looked at him before a man's arm grabbed the boy around his waist, pulled him back, and seconds later, Jerry Sandusky left in a towel.
Sandusky will appear in court tomorrow morning for a preliminary hearing. His alleged victims are expected to testify. Meanwhile, ex-Penn State coach Joe Paterno was admitted to a hospital yesterday morning. He fell in his home, fracturing his pelvis. Paterno is battling lung cancer. Syrian forces have given anti-government protesters a deadline today to stop demonstrations and hand in their weapons or face attack. An opposition leader says a warning was given on Saturday. President Obama meets with Iraq's prime minister today in the White House. CNN's Lisa Desjardins reports the leaders are expected to discuss cooperation between the countries.
This is, in fact, just 3 weeks before the official withdrawal date of U.S. troops from Iraq. Thus, this meeting between President Obama and Prime Minister al-Maliki, the U.S. has deep concerns with Iraq about the influence of Iran and about security from terrorists. Expect today's meetings to be less about goodbye and more about what next.
As of today, 6,000 U.S. troops and four military bases remain in Iraq. Newt Gingrich is the front runner of the Republican presidential nomination in the early primary states of South Carolina and Florida, but a new NBC Marist poll finds both Gingrich and Romney fall short when faced with President Barack Obama. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
In almost 2 weeks, the lockout-shortened NBA season begins. The uncertainty over whether there would even be a season wreaked havoc for teams, but equally for the league's effort to attract advertising revenue. But today, the NBA is expected to announce it is renewing three major long-term partnership deals with Gatorade, Auto Trader, and Anheuser-Busch. Speaking of Anheuser-Busch, its Budweiser is coming to reality TV. Wall Street Journal says Bud United presents The Big Time will air Saturday afternoons on ABC for 7 weeks starting in January as part of a push by Anheuser-Busch InBev to build more buzz around the Budweiser brand. European markets are down as the International Monetary Fund and Moody's Investor Service say last week's big summit deal strengthening the European Union was not enough to stop Europe's debt crisis. U.S. stock futures down following those warnings as well. S&P futures losing 10, NASDAQ futures down 14. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. It is Monday, the 12th day of December, 2011. Happy to be with you folks, as always. Want to let you know that later on in the hour, we're going to have some time for open lines. So if there's something on your mind and you've been scratching to get on, feel free to do that. If you want to talk with Mark Brewer, you're going to get a chance to do that in just a moment. The number stays the same no matter who it is or what it is you want to talk about. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. The email address, as always, tony@thetonyshow.org. And last but not least, on Twitter, we can be found at Tony Trupiano. Now, let's do our intro, and then we'll get going with Mr. Brewer.
the Michigan Democratic Party chairman.
Mark Brewer. Now they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark. Mark Brewer.
And we do turn our attention now and welcome back to the program and punching in and first shift the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party himself, Mr. Mark Brewer. Captain, my captain, how are you this morning?
Doing well, Tony. You know, your intro is really timely, actually, because they've been holding a series of holiday parties at the governor's mansion, and I've been hearing some reports about how people are celebrating. And I think that's particularly ironic, given all the damage that the governor and the Republicans have done to people in the state of Michigan, that they're having a great time at the governor's mansion partying and celebrating their first year in power.
Now, you know, Mark, I have no problem people celebrating this time of year, and neither do you. This is what I have a problem with. Let me just set this up for you for a second, and I'd really like to get your take on this. Mark, you've been, you know, you've been the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party a long time. You've been somebody that has worked on behalf of working people your entire adult life. So, Mark, I ask you this question. We see a legislature. I'm going to give you two quick examples. I just had Frank Houston on the show. You know Frank. He's the chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party. He's got himself a little problem in Oakland County. The legislature has decided they don't like what they're doing in Oakland County, so they're gonna legislate what Oakland County should be doing, not what the state should be doing, what Oakland County should be doing. Then, Mark, we kind of take a step back and we look at the bigger picture, and we see that this legislature, you know, doesn't like a lot of things. So they've decided that because they have a supermajority, they're just going to go ahead and, as they've been doing now for months, just legislating everything to slant the way they want it to slant. So while they're partying and celebrating the holidays, they have done more, Mark, to hurt working class people in this state than, I'm going to suggest, and this may not be true, than any other group of Republicans that have ever had control at this point in our history, Mark. So let them celebrate all they want. For millions of Michiganders, this could not be a more difficult time of year.
No, that's absolutely right, Tony. I mean, you've covered so much there. But, you know, this Oakland County redistricting piece, it's just an outrage. It's such an abuse of power. But for several decades, there's been a redistricting process for county government in this state, and we've gone through this hundreds and hundreds of times. You know, and there's a five-member body. It's not the county commission itself, which creates a clear conflict of interest. This body does the redistricting. There's an appeals process in case you think the law hasn't been followed. So in Oakland County this time, this process for the first time in many decades was controlled by Democrats. But they passed a fair, very bipartisan plan. It's been praised by Republicans, actually, as a very fair, competitive plan. They passed the plan. Republicans, led by Mike Bishop, took it to court. A few weeks ago, a court unanimously, Tony, unanimously said, this plan complies with the law. We don't see any problem with it. But now we see the Republicans in the legislature passing a piece of legislation that's targeted only to Oakland County, Tony, because they're upset with this particular result in this particular county, and they want to undo this process. I mean, talk about, again, your abuse of your supermajority, the abuse of power to target a single county at the behest of L. Brooks Patterson to make sure that this redistricting plan doesn't stand. We hope to try to block it this week, but, again, this is the kind of abuse of power that we're getting out of these Republicans week in and week out.
Yeah, but, Mark Brewer, let's hear. We also talked about this in the last half hour, Public Act 4, which clearly voters, polling shows us voters hate. They don't want it. By a large majority, they don't want it. Just as the group that's been fighting to gather signatures looks like they have enough signatures, this legislature, this Republican-controlled supermajority says, that's fine. We'll go around you folks, too. We'll just create a whole new law and, you know, basically ignore democracy.
That's actually right, Tony. I mean, again, another abuse of power. The folks that have been gathering the signatures for months have been playing by the rules. They've been doing what the state constitution says. You know, if you're upset with a law, you have a right of referendum. You go out and gather signatures. You get them filed, and then you have a chance to have the voters have their say. So here again, we have the Republicans blocking the will of the voters. I mean, they're going to file somewhere, I would guess, between 160 and 200,000, maybe a quarter million signatures of voters who are going to say, we want the chance to vote on this, which is what our state constitution says. But these arrogant Republicans are willing to say, we don't care about the will of all those voters. We don't care what the state constitution says. We're going to find a way to keep this law in effect no matter what anybody does in terms of the proper processes in this state. And again, Tony, week after week, we see this kind of abuse of power. Now, the Republicans even want to change the date of the recall election up in Genesee County. Nobody's ever done that. This is all being done to manipulate the processes, the procedures, the democratic procedures in this state to get the result they want.
You know, Mark, and it's interesting because, and I look at, and I'm trying to, you know, I take politics very seriously. I take my candidates very seriously. I don't care if they're not on my side of the aisle. I still take the candidates very seriously. I'm very concerned about Pete Hoekstra. Now, you know, he may not be making the kind of headlines that, you know, he's going to be making soon enough. But Mark, I'm very concerned about where this man, how this man butters his bread, and who's providing the income that allows him to buy the butter for that bread. I'm very concerned about, you know, the candidates, Mark, that really have only one, really one thing. It's clear they only have one thing in mind, and that's how they can start slicing up their piece of the Republican pie. And I'm afraid that Pete Hoekstra, Mark, fits that bill.
I absolutely right. I mean, it's so ironic that, you know, about 20 years ago, Pete Hoekstra started out as the citizen legislator. He was going to replace a longtime Republican who he said was too much of a Washington insider. Well, that is exactly what Pete Hoekstra has become now. He finally filed a long overdue financial disclosure form recently, and it reveals that in the last year, Tony, he's made nearly $250,000 working for a Washington lobbying firm and has got, you know, business before the federal government. They've got clients that are getting huge contracts, and there's no question that they're using Pete Hoekstra's expertise, and he's getting paid very handsomely for that expertise, to advance the interests of their clients. But this is a guy who has no shame, no sense of humility. He thinks it's just fine to continue to make that kind of money on behalf of Washington clients and run for the United States Senate. So you really do have to ask, Tony, who in the end does Pete Hoekstra work for? Is he working for us, or does he just want to go back to Washington now in the U.S. Senate to continue his work, very lucrative work, on behalf of all these private clients? But again, no sense of shame, no sense of humility. He says, this is just fine. It's just another job. He's really become, Tony, a real creature of Washington.
You know, Mark, it's interesting you put it the way you put it, working for us. Debbie Stabenow's example, our junior senator right now. Let's talk about who she's worked for. She's worked at city council, so she's worked for the people in that community. You know, she's worked and been elected at the state level. And she's worked and been elected to Congress. She's always worked for the people. So when you put it that way, Mark Brewer, you know, when you look at who have these people worked for, Debbie Stabenow has actually worked for the people that are voting. You know, Pete Hoekstra, well, not so much.
No, I mean, you couldn't have a clearer contrast. If you look at, you know, their financial disclosure forms, because Debbie Stabenow had to file one as well. You know, she's paying a mortgage. You know, she's not a millionaire like Pete Hoekstra obviously is, given the amount of money that he's making. You won't see on there her getting paid by lobbyists and lobbying firms and all these other kinds of things. She's never, never been in that business when she's been out of office. She's been a true public servant. And you know on behalf of who she works. But again, contrast that to Pete Hoekstra, and I don't think people have any confidence that if he ever serves in public office again, who his real clients are. It's these private special interests that are paying him an exorbitant sum of money now to work on their behalf in Washington.
All right, Mark, let's take a quick break here. You know, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because you're right. It's who you work for, and that, to me, that makes the decision pretty simple. Let's take a quick break here. When we come back, there was a presidential, a GOP presidential debate on Saturday. We'll get Mark's opinion on how that went. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know that. I think that with every passing debate, it gets a little more clouded, not easier. It doesn't get clearer. I don't know why that is. Let's take a quick break here. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
Happy holidays, Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and are the people that I love the most.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes still delays for those coming in 96 east from U.S. 23 toward 275. An accident that's been cleared a long time but started the domino effect near Milford. That accident's gone, still the delays. 23 on 96 east all the way into 275. Those coming down I-75 southbound heavy from 14 Mile Road to about 8 Mile.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include sunny skies today. Our high near 38. Tonight, though, a few clouds and a low near 26. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny but also cloudy and a high near 40. Right now, fair skies, 23 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard, but Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest Windows 7 laptops with Intel processors, all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings, Staples. That was easy.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is that hero that I speak of, Representative Jim Ananick.
This is, I joke because I'm a teacher, that this is something that's like in like the middle school elementary curriculum for economics. I mean, this is just basic stuff. I mean, it seems to be so obvious, but, you know, as you know, when you're in Lansing or listening to some of the things coming out of Lansing, just like my common thing is if you can run out your philosophy like a Neanderthal, it's not really much of a philosophy.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310 WDTW.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things. It's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's come over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Our guest, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. Again, MichiganDems.com is where you're going to find them online. As I said, there was a GOP presidential debate on Saturday evening. We can look at the poll numbers this morning, and that's fine. And we can talk about individual candidates, but I want to ask you, to just kind of again take a step back and look at the process. We have a president that has been one of the most successful presidents this country has ever known. From a foreign policy perspective, very few can touch his accomplishments. From a domestic perspective, although it may look like, to the casual observer, he's struggling, he shouldn't be. He's done things, including a very successful TARP program that saved, millions of jobs and created millions of more jobs. Unfortunately, Republicans have been a little maybe louder on message than Democrats are. But, Mark, here we are, about to get into the primary season, and I don't know if we've ever had a more convoluted list of candidates, again, in the history of our electorate.
No, it's really quite extraordinary, Tony, what's going on. One of the things that really struck me about Saturday night's debate was Mitt Romney again demonstrating just how out of touch he is with folks when he made that $10,000 bet, or tried to, with Rick Perry. I mean, $10,000, Tony, and Twitter exploded over the weekend in response to that bet, with people talking about, that's like one-third of what many people in this country make. And there's all kinds of ways that you can show how out of touch Mitt Romney is by him thinking that, a routine bet, $10,000.
Well, Mark, when he joked a couple months back that he was unemployed, how disrespectful was that to people?
No, I know. This guy is just so out of touch. And every time, Tony, that in his own stilted way, he tries to show how he's an average guy, he just makes it worse because he's not an average guy. He really does represent the 1%. That's how he made a lot of his money, buying companies, taking them apart, destroying jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And again, he just confirmed that again on Saturday night.
Well, again, we see that Newt Gingrich has had a resurgence, a pretty remarkable resurgence in the last 30 days or so. And, of course, I find that quite humorous. But politics isn't funny when you get this close to the primary season. And it really makes you wonder how bad things are for the Republicans. Now, Mark, we take nothing for granted. I know you and I don't, that's for sure. And I know many of others that don't as well. And I'm not a prognosticator. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know how this election is going to turn out. I do know this: the Republicans are very good at hiding the truth, about lying and about running from their own records. Whether it's going to be Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich or anybody else for that many, but certainly those two, Mark, they have plenty of baggage. And for us to think that this is going to be a cakewalk for either one of them is actually quite funny.
Oh, no, this is going to be a very challenging election, Tony, but I think it's really important that we get out the truth about these folks. I mean, I've been telling folks, these Republicans, any of them, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, Romney, they don't just want to go back to the 20th century, Tony. They want to go back to the 19th century, and go back to the Gilded Age, when it really was the wealthy getting all the benefits of this country. We didn't have right to collective bargaining. Matter of fact, unions, being a member of a union, organizing a union, was a crime. That's how far back that a lot of these folks want to take us. And so this is a very, very important election. We've got a lot of very dangerous proposals coming out of the Republicans on the other side, anti-Social Security, anti-Medicare, destroy the social safety net. And so the stakes are very, very high. So none of us on the Democratic, progressive side, labor side of the equation in this country can afford to take this for granted. The stakes are very high.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Well, it was interesting as I was listening to the morning shows yesterday, doing, my research for the show today, and we were pulling some audio. We're going to get to some audio in just a little while that we'll share with the audience from Saturday night. It's clear to me, Mark, that the American people, and looking at the polling numbers, it's clear to me on the Republican side that the Republicans are unsure of what they've got. If the Republicans are unsure, my oh my, I mean, as a general electorate, there are a lot of people that aren't paying attention right now, Mark. That's not uncommon.
Yeah, Tony, the other thing that's happening in these debates is not only have we gotten a lot of insight into these candidates, they really got a lot of insight into the Republican Party. I mean, you have debates where people are cheering that somebody may die because they don't have health care. People cheering because somebody is going to be executed. You know, people laughing and making fun of people in desperate, tough circumstances. And those audiences are really an insight into the Republican base and just how insensitive and hard-hearted, callous those folks are toward the rest of us. So the people in the United States are not only seeing these candidates on display and their reckless policies, they're getting a real insight into what the real Republican Party is all about.
Well, and Mark, and you know, what are the two words that we're not even talking about anymore? Tea Party. Not even mentioned anymore. That's got to speak volumes about where this election is headed.
Well, I think that's because basically the Tea Party mentality, Tony, the Tea Party types have basically taken over the Republican Party. And again, the American people, I hope, are seeing that and understanding exactly what that means. We see worse and worse poll numbers for the Tea Party as the American people see exactly the kind of policies that these folks would put in place.
Well, the mayor of Troy is an example of a Tea Party person, Mark, that, you know, once they're put into power and the truth comes out about them, they have a very, you know, there's a big article in the Detroit Free Press. She's now hiding. This Tea Party mayor from Troy is now hiding in her own community. As the mayor, she's afraid to be seen in public.
Well, you know, given, you know, the anti-gay slur that she made last summer, for which, you know, she gives the non-apology, she's causing tremendous damage to that community, Tony. We called on her last week to not only apologize, but also lead the effort to enact a human rights ordinance in Troy to send a signal that kind of attitude, that kind of slur is unacceptable in the city of Troy. We'll see if she steps up. I'm not optimistic that she will, but we need to keep the pressure up on her and not let those kind of slurs go unanswered.
Yeah, you know, I think we pretty much know what she's going to do because her non-apology, Mark, basically said, I'm not going to back away from my position of, you know, marriage should be defined as between a man and a woman, and she wasn't going to back away from her position, and therefore we know where she stands. So that's not going to happen, and shame on her for creating this kind of problem. Well, anyway, Mark, we're gonna take off for now. We've got next week, and then I believe the holidays are upon us. So we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week, and then sliding out to the new year.
Thank you very much, Tony. Talk to you next Monday.
As always, my pleasure. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, and I want to remind you folks once again, you can always find out what's going on with the state party at MichiganDems.com. If you are not a member, by the way, as little as a dollar, and you can be, actually, you can join for free. But, you know, if you're not a member of the Michigan Democratic Party, you might want to consider doing just that. We're going to be open lines on the other side of this. We've got some audio to get to, some of it from Saturday night's debate. We've got some announcements, a lot to do. So don't go anywhere. There's plenty yet to do here on First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano, and this is 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Hey there, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Still has been kind of slow, 96. Those coming in from U.S. 23 toward 275, although it's eased up quite a bit. Just heavy traffic and an earlier accident that was just gone forever, but that domino effect just could not seem to clear. Still having a problem, Stevenson near 12 Mile for malfunctioning traffic signals.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include sunny skies today. Our high near 38. Tonight, though, a few clouds and a low near 26. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny but also cloudy and a high near 40. Right now, fair skies, 23 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities.
If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Just in the nick of time for Christmas, Newt Gingrich has burst onto the national stage in a leading role. The latest frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination has adopted a theatrical pose for the season. Not as jolly old St. Nick bringing joy to children, but as Scrooge, only Scroogier. Channeling his inner Ebenezer, the Newt called America's child labor laws, quote, truly stupid, adding with Dickensian glee that he would fire school janitors and have low-income children do that work. Really? The top GOP contender for president of the USA actually advocates turning poor school kids into janitors? Why, yes, explained the former House Speaker, who never tires of telling us that he is not merely very smart, but a visionary. Start with the following two facts, he lectured at an Iowa campaign stop. Really poor children in really poor neighborhoods have no habits of working and have nobody around them who works. So they literally have no habit of showing up on Monday. Thus, saith the visionary, chain them to a mop and teach the little ragamuffins about life. Did I mention that this guy is a candidate for president of the United States? In 2012, not in 1812. Newt is a cluster bomb of ignorance. First, 3 out of 4 poor adults work, and most poor children are in households with at least one of their parents showing up every Monday for a job. And Gingrich's condescending implication that poverty equals bad morals is not only wrong, but frighteningly shallow, elitist, clueless, and, well, scroogey. If he wants to see bad morals in action, he shouldn't be looking down on poor people, but pointing up at Wall Streeters and CEOs who are profiting by creating more poor people. This is Jim Hightower saying, the question for Republicans is, do you really want to nominate Scrooge for president?
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.
1310 WDTW.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310. WDTW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. Again, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Before we get to some audio, I want to remind you, we talked about the Walmart story earlier today. Unions have never been more important than they are today. They protect you politically. They protect you in the workplace. They protect your wages. They protect your rights. As we found out earlier today when we talked to Joe, the Walmart associate from the west side of the state, if you would like to have a union in your workplace, I have a phone number that you can write down and call at your leisure and get some information from them. That number, I'll wait. Hurry up. Get a piece of paper and a pencil or pen. Come on. All right. Ready? 1-800-321-6406. That's 1-800-321-6406. Be anonymous. Just call and ask questions. It starts with this question. I'd like a union in my workplace. I have no idea how to go about doing it. That's all you have to say. Or whatever. You know, I've went down this path before. I'm afraid. I don't know if I should do this. I don't care. But, folks, this number gets you all the answers you need. 1-800-321-6406. 800-321-6406. I promise you it will be the smartest thing you do for yourself. Truly, it will be. All right, as we were talking with Mark Brewer, there was a presidential debate on Saturday night. I know it's getting a little old at this point. I know that you're probably not watching them at this point, and that's okay. We're all getting a little fatigued with GOP politics. It's easy to do that. The candidates are not very exciting. The only thing that's changed is who's the front runner, and actually Newt Gingrich is probably doing better than anybody would have ever thought. Now, in fact, our First Shift Facebook poll question today deals with just this issue. If you haven't been there yet, go scroll down a little bit, and you'll find this question. Do you believe that Newt Gingrich is a legitimate frontrunner for the Republican presidential field for the 2012 campaign season? Is he the guy? And pretty well spread out. There's quite a few people that have voted in the poll, and it's pretty well spread out between still can't tell, some right, if he runs, Obama is a sure winner, no or yes. Go on, and I'd say he's for real. I think he's for real at this point, if I were to vote. In fact, I will vote. I'm going to just vote yes. Just did. There we go. So, yes, I do believe that he is for real, and I think he's going to be around a while. Well, during the debate on Saturday night, Mitt Romney kind of made a fool out of himself. And let's listen to what he had to say.
The reprint of the book, but, you know, I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
Yeah, you know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're still wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It is true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business, but
okay.
I'll
okay.
show you this. I'll show you the book.
I've got the book. And
we'll show you.
Is the Massachusetts approach that was passed under Governor Romney, is that a good model for the nation?
Well, I think so.
But those who follow the path that we pursued will find it's the best path. And we'll end up with a nation that's taken a mandate approach.
I like mandates. The mandates work.
Beg your pardon?
I didn't know you were going to admit that. Oh, absolutely.
You like mandates.
Let me tell you what kind of mandates I like, Fred, which is this.
The ones you come up with.
All right, that was Fred Thompson. Listen, that was an ad that the Huntsman campaign put together, basically saying, give me the $10,000. Of course he likes mandates. Mitt Romney made a complete ass out of himself on Saturday night, as he continues to do, folks. And I'm sure that we've got some Romney supporters within the sound of my voice right now. How are you feeling about him? How are you feeling? And then this legitimate question to the Republicans or the more conservative members of my audience that will vote Republican on February 28th in the primary. Who are you going to vote for? 888-552-3595. Who are you going to vote for? Which Republican is your guy? I know Ron Paul gets a lot of support here in Michigan, better than he does in other parts of the country. But Ron Paul's doing quite well, by the way. Newt Gingrich doing better than anybody, especially this guy, thought he would ever do. And there are others, of course. Mitt Romney, Rick Perry. Well, Rick Perry, I think, is pretty much out of the race. And, well, God bless him. He tries. But I think Rick Perry's undoing were the debates. And you'll find out why with this next piece of audio that I'm going to share with you. Rick Perry tries to slam President Obama and doesn't quite go the way he had hoped.
Whether it goes back to 2009 when we had an opportunity to impact Iran, whether it has been the way that he stood back in Egypt and did not try to negotiate people who would come in that could work with us, and now we have radical Islamists as the head of Egypt, whether it was leading from the rear, if you will, in Libya. The idea that this president now, with Iran getting one of our Predator drones in their possession, and he had two opportunities, or he didn't have two opportunities, he had two choices. Actually, he had three, and he chose the worst. And those two opportunities he had was to either retrieve that drone or to destroy it. And he did the worst of the three, and he did absolutely nothing. And the Russians and the Chinese will have our highly technical equipment now. This president is the problem, not something that Newt Gingrich said.
Okay, and what did he say there? Seriously, somebody, I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me what he said, because he didn't say anything. And this is the problem that Rick Perry has had. I think at one point, you know, we played the Strong stuff that commercially put together that they titled Strong on Friday's show that got quite a bit of play on the Facebook page. There's a reason for that. You know, it's like Rick Perry can't finish a complete thought. And when he does, it doesn't go too terribly well for him. You know, somebody said that one-on-one, he's a great guy. I don't question that. I think he is probably a great guy one-on-one. A lot of people one-on-one are real easy. It's tough to do what these folks do. I'm serious. I'm not being disingenuous to any of them at this point, Republican, Democrat, or anybody in between. I've been a candidate. There is nothing simple about, and I've not been a presidential candidate, but I was a congressional candidate. And trust me, people expect you to be a certain way. I'm a fairly good orator. At least I think I am. I have my moments, right? And I'm on the campaign trail. People expected a certain performance from me. And trust me, if they didn't get what they thought they had coming, I heard it. I heard it. It's not easy to be a candidate. It's truly not easy. So I'm probably a little more lenient on candidates than most of you would be. Now, occasionally, I'll give somebody a pass. I'll get an email from one of you saying, yo, Tone, what's that? Not only did he do that, he's a Republican. Well, you know, this whole gaffe thing, I'm the first one to give him a pass on the gaffes because I understand how challenging it can be to do this on a day-to-day basis. I watched an interview with Ron Paul yesterday on Meet the Press, and there were a couple instances. He didn't make a gaffe. He didn't screw anything up, but he really slowed himself down. He really had to listen to what he was very deliberate, and he was listening to what he said, you know, because he's tired. Folks, this is a demanding job. Running for the presidency is a demanding job. I'll give him credit for that. Absolutely, I will. I'm not picking on him for that stuff, folks. I get it. I get it. All of them. It's not easy. It's not easy doing what they do. But they have positions and they have advisors, and that stuff I scrutinize because, you know, they have time to deliberate on that. And you and I both know it. So I'm going to hold them to a little higher standard on the stuff that they have time to prepare for. And absolutely should. We all should. Clearly that's true. So, anyway. All right, what else we got going on? Well, we'll wait until after the break. We got a little more audio, but we'll wait until after the break to get into some more audio. Clearly, folks, as we take a look at the Republican field, and so for those of you that don't know, right after the first of the year, the primary season begins. Iowa will be first. New Hampshire, you know, that whole thing, and the caucuses and the primaries. And by Michigan has a primary on February 28th. I'm going to bet that by the 28th of February or the 29th of February, and is there a 29th this year? Well, either that or March 1st. I'm not sure if this is a leap year or not. But anyway, we'll know the day after that primary, I think, who the Republican nominee will be. I think it'll be that close. Now, there is one other scenario. This could end up in a brokered convention. There might be a couple. You might see a couple guys go neck to neck all the way through. And then all of a sudden, somebody that didn't run, like a Jeb Bush, comes out of nowhere and steals the nomination. And don't disregard that. Don't disregard that. At this point, as a Republican, do you feel like you've got your guy in this field? In the field that's out there, is the next GOP candidate sitting there? I don't think we have that answer. I don't think the answer to that. Actually, I do think we have the answer. I don't think the answer is yes. There's none of them. None of them. Not a one. Think about it. Think about who's out there. Seriously, you know, Ron Paul certainly is, again, got his supporters, but not enough. Michelle Bachmann, not enough. Rick Santorum, we don't even hear from anymore. Not enough. And Newt Gingrich, Mitt Romney. What's his name? Rick Perry. Blowing in the wind, folks. It's blowing in the wind. All right, we'll come back. We've got some announcements, a little more audio, got some other stuff to get to. By the way, Big Three showing a huge gain, gaining some market share in 2011. Been a good year for the automotive industry. We certainly want to give credit to the UAW for all they've done to help make the Big Three successful this year. Thank you, brothers and sisters of the UAW, for doing that. Absolutely making the sacrifices that got us to 2012. Quick break here. We'll be back. Wrap it up. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
Hi,
This is Mark Brewer, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody, in the spirit of the season, will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. Not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano. 1310 WDTW.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310. WDTW.
It is 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We get ready to wrap up this Monday First Shift program. Want to let you know that the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club has their annual holiday gathering, and it is tomorrow night. It is at, hold on, I got all the information right here, the Uptown Grill on Maple Road west of Hagerty. That's at the Uptown Grill on Maple Road west of Hagerty. Hagerty, it's on the south side. Starts at 6:30, goes till 9 o'clock. Appetizers and desserts supplied by the club, but entrees are at your discretion and come out of your pocket. Should be a fun time. Wish that I could be there. Unfortunately, I cannot. But for those of you that would like to go out, the West Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Club is hosting their annual holiday gathering at the Uptown Grill on Maple west of Hagerty tomorrow from 6:30 to 9 o'clock. Linda, thank you so much for letting me know about that. All right. President Obama was on 60 Minutes, sat down with Steve Kroft. They went over a variety of issues. And certainly, I got to tell you, as somebody that supports the president wholeheartedly, who really feels his pain as it comes to the way he's had to fight the Republicans with, at every step, and he recognizes that. He does. He says it. I got to tell you, listening to him talk, I almost felt a little bit like I want to kick someone's butt. Yeah, I feel like I need to protect my president. And you'll hear that. Here, you'll hear it. Let's play that audio.
Do you think that you might have the unemployment rate down to 8% by the time the election rolls around?
I think it's possible, but I'm not in the job of
prognosticating on the economy. I'm in the job of putting in place the tools that allow the economy to thrive and Americans to succeed. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to my team, I describe us as, you know, we're I'm the captain and they're the crew on a ship. It's going through really bad storms. And it's, no matter how well we're steering the ship, if the boat's rocking back and forth and people are getting sick and they're being buffeted by the winds and the rain, and you know, at a certain point, if you ask them, are you enjoying the ride right now, folks are going to say no. And are they going to say, do you think the captain's doing a good job? People are going to say, you know what, a good captain would have had us in some, you know, smooth waters and sunny skies at this point. And I don't control the weather. What I can control are the policies we're putting in place to make a difference in people's lives.
Did you overpromise? Did you underestimate how difficult this was going to be?
I didn't overpromise, and I didn't underestimate how tough this was going to be. I always believed that this was a long-term project. This wasn't a short-term project. And, you know, for individual Americans who are struggling right now, they have every reason to be impatient. Reversing structural problems in our economy that have been building up for two decades, that's going to take time. It's going to take more than a year. It's going to take more than 2 years. It's going to take more than one term. Probably takes more than one president.
And I appreciate his honesty. Think about what he just said. I mean, I really appreciate his honesty there. But imagine what would happen if we collectively started to work together to find a way to you know, bridge the gaps that we have to put aside partisanship for even for 30 days. Think what would happen if the Republicans would let go of this idea that a profoundly successful black man, that it's okay for a profoundly successful black man to succeed in this society. Because ultimately, I still believe that at some level, this is about Republicans not wanting this man to succeed. Whether it's because of the color of his skin or because of the political party that he belongs to. You can't change the color of his skin. And I'm glad we can't change the political party he belongs to. I'm proud to say that Barack Obama is my president. All right, very quickly, and then we'll wrap things up. Bob Schieffer on Money and Politics. This says it all.
Finally, today, as another mean campaign unfolds, I get this question a lot. Why would anyone put themselves through the abuse that comes with running for or serving an office? Well, for some anyway, I think the answer is it's the money, stupid. Running for office has become a great way to make a fortune. You no longer even have to leave office to cash in. A 60 Minutes expose revealed that Congress has carved out a provision which allows its members to use insider information gathered in their official capacities to buy and sell their own stocks and bonds. Democrats and Republicans are doing it. Reforms are promised but not yet passed. For other Congress members, the answer to the old question, when does life begin, comes when they do leave office. Even those driven from office under a cloud can wind up making millions as lobbyists. Sarah Palin didn't even get to Washington and became a multi-million dollar industry. There is no end to the ways money can be made just campaigning. Candidates sometimes pay themselves salaries out of campaign funds. The Washington Post reports that Newt Gingrich charged his own campaign $42,000 to use his personal Rolodex of potential donors. Critics said Herman Cain wasn't really running for president, just selling books and campaigning for a job on cable TV. Well, his campaign crashed, but it may have been a sound business plan. The New York Times reports that Fox may be interested in hiring him and quotes a Fox official as saying, he's interesting. Well, aren't they all?
Yes, they are. They are all interesting, that's for sure. And it is a for-profit. And, you know, we might as well end our day on a high note. Let's welcome Mark in Birmingham. Mark, as always, it's interesting to have you on the show. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You know, it's not that Obama's black. That's not why we don't like him. It's because of his policies, and he's incompetent. He's way over his head. He hasn't submitted a budget. He had a Democratic-controlled Congress and Senate for the first 2 years of his presidency, and he spent all the time on health care, and the economy went down the tubes.
Yeah.
The guy is just...
You know, you don't think, Mark, the economy was in the tubes when he took office?
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, he's in over his head. You know, did you hear what he just said? That the problems we need to solve aren't going to be solved in a year or two, maybe not even in a single presidency. When we think about the historic damage George Bush did to this country and to this economy, Mark, at some level,
When does Obama get responsibility? When he's in office for 10 years?
Well, he won't be in office 10 years because...
Whatever, after 2 terms?
Sure, let's give him 2 terms. Let's see what he can do. Let's try working with this president.
What about 3 years? How can you work with someone who's a dye-in-the-wool socialist?
All right, Mark, I'm going to give you a little homework. I'm going to give you a little homework, Mark, because we're done for today. We're out of time. Here's a little homework for you for tomorrow. Tell me... Call back tomorrow and tell me if TARP was a success or a failure. If you call it a failure, bring facts. Bring facts. All right, that's it for us for today. We got to get out of here. We're just out of time. Jeff and Anthony, thank you so much. I, of course, audience, you're always great. I love you folks. Thank you for all the email today. And whatever, it's just good. We're counting our way down to Christmas. I off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW Continuous Traffic Watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes still a slow ride for those through the intersection of Stevenson and 12 Mile, just west of the freeway of I-75 there, 12 Mile Stevenson. Malfunctioning traffic signals all morning long. Some folks are treating it as a four-way stop, but some were not, causing big delays, so just be very careful if you're there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service does include sunny skies today. Our high near 38. Tonight, though, a few clouds and a low near 26. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny but also cloudy and a high near 40. Right now, fair skies, 23 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Again.